this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Today in news, all lawyers for the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk plan to call a final witness as they try to raise doubts about the prosecution's case. A judge is deciding whether prosecutors have enough evidence to put Tyler Robinson on trial on a charge of aggravated murder. Kirk was killed as he spoke to a crowd at Utah Valley University on September 10th. Robinson is charged with aggravated murder and has still not entered a plea. Democrats in Maine beginning to sprint to nominate a new candidate for a pivotal Senate seat. The drive began after Graham Plattner announced he's withdrawing from that race after a sexual assault allegation. Democrats need to pick a candidate to replace Plattner on the ballot by July 27th, less than 4 months before the nominee will face longtime Republican Senator Susan Collins in a race Democrats need to win to take back the chamber. A U.S. airport has been renamed today after the president. Correspondent Laura Winters.
PBI, Palm Beach International, now DJT, Donald J. Trump International, son Eric Trump posting the audio from the control tower on his social media pages as he and family members arrive at 5 in the morning for the first flight landing there under the new name.
Pressure all aircraft, effective immediately. Palm Beach International Airport is officially President Donald J. Trump International Airport.
The new signs around the airport are up and the name change in effect on the airline websites that operate out of Palm Beach, Florida. Laura Winters reporting.
A major legal battle in Washington continues.
Olympic canoeist David Hurt has pleaded not guilty to a felony charge connected to damage at the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Prosecutors say Hurt helped damage the recently renovated landmark. If convicted, he could face up to 10 years in prison. His next court appearance is scheduled for August. Willie Nelson, The White House.
More on these stories from
Canada. I'm not one to say I told you so, but do you remember last year when I told you that Pure Talk was hands down the best wireless company that I'd ever used? Well, some of you were skeptical, but Consumer Reports just asked 120,000 people to rate every wireless company in America, including the big boys. Well, guess which company was the only company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah. Pure Talk. Coverage, support, value, data. 5 stars across the board. No service contracts, no cancellation fees, just great U.S. customer service on a crazy fast 5G network for a fraction of what you've been paying. I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will encourage you one more time to dial #250, say micro, and switch to a 5-star American wireless company that won't let you down.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
In the last 45 minutes or so, we had a wreck near the American Legion Bridge on the Capitol Beltway. It's very quickly to the shoulder now on the Virginia side of the bridge. There was a backup there back to River Road. It's trying to improve, but I just want to tell you there may be some brake lights still in that area coming around from the Mormon Temple. A couple of things in the city at Camden Yards, 95 northbound. There are 395 northbound. There's a report of an accident near the ramp at Dr. King. And in the Brooklyn area of the city, there's been a fuel spill and apparently a lot of stuff involved here. Hanover Street near Jeffrey Street is affected on the south side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot and humid day ahead of us with another round of scattered showers and storms. Temperatures near 90 today. Feel like temperatures in the upper 90s. And then we've got that potential for some downpours and some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Nottingham and 71 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Maryland and Attorney General Anthony Brown over what it calls sanctuary policies that interfere with federal immigration enforcement laws. The DOJ claims the state's policies are illegal and Maryland is obstructing federal law enforcement by refusing to help transfer people suspected of entering the country illegally into federal custody. And Baltimore has launched a second community action lab to empower residents and strengthen neighborhood safety in the city's southeastern district. Brandon Scott has opened applications for the initiative that aims to equip residents, small business owners, and community partners with the tools needed to drive neighborhood revitalization and advance public safety. The Community Action Lab is a partnership between Monzie, Baltimore Police, and the city's innovation team. And a 10-story office building in Glen Burnie had to be evacuated Thursday due to structural concerns. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 402, the pick 4, 9363. 6:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. From cabinets to countertops, they help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Orioles beat the weather yesterday at Camden Yards, and they beat the Cubs.
And he lines the ball sharply to the gap in right center field. That is a hit to the wall. The tying run, Henderson's in. Alonso's being waved home. The throw, it is. Yes! What a slide! Orioles lead it on a pinch hit two-run double, capped off by a plunging polar bear.
Nice finish by Kevin Brown on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson off the bench doesn't play often these days, but when he does produce, and that two-run double was the difference as the Birds salvage a game against the Cubs. 3-2 was the final. After the game, manager Albernez on his decision to pinch hit J.J. in the eighth.
J.J. was ready to hit, and we liked the matchup just because how J.J. can handle the bat, and with his arsenal, it's still a tough at-bat for a righty, but he throws a lot of strikes, and J.J. was ready for the moment. So
it was Jackson's first at-bat since Sunday in Cincinnati. World Cup finals, quarterfinals, I should say, got underway yesterday in Boston. France and Morocco on the pitch.
Doué able to find Mbappe through traffic. Kylian Mbappe! 20 career World Cup goals!
Trailing only Lionel Messi, John Strong had the call on Fox. Messi with 21, and it looks like those two could be on a crash course again to meet. 2-0 was the final yesterday. The win sends the Blues to the World Cup semifinals for the third straight time. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Wizards rookie makes quite a debut, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice
for Maryland Friday free-for-all, July the 10th, 2026. Coming up this hour, Wes Moore won't say if biological boys should play in the girls' sports. Interesting. Day four of the Tyler Robinson pre-trial hearing and a couple of bombshell admissions and confessions. We'll take you there in just a moment. But our top story here today is the Department of Justice has announced yesterday they're suing the state of Maryland over the state's sanctuary policies that interfere with the federal government's enforcement of its immigration laws. The federal lawsuit escalating the fight now over Maryland's Community Distrust Act, a law that limits how state and local law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials like ICE. The law went into effect last week. The DOJ is calling the Community Distrust Act, my name, a blatant disregard for federal law, and the passage is, quote, deliberate disruptive action that jeopardizes the public safety for all Americans, end of quote. Remember, it was just 6 weeks ago when 17 sheriffs in Maryland called the Community Trust Act dangerous and unlawful. And you'll remember, this is Sheriff Mike Lewis, Wicomico County, along with a lawyer following and claiming that this law was unconstitutional.
But the very men and women that are chosen to protect them every single day, they've turned their backs on us. This nonsense up here in Annapolis, Maryland, has to stop.
The state of Maryland has passed dangerous and quite possibly unconstitutional legislation that interferes with ICE completing its mission.
The sheriffs filed a federal lawsuit challenging the law, so now you have a federal lawsuit by the sheriffs, and you have the DOJ filing a lawsuit. No word on whether, one, if the sheriffs will pull their lawsuit and let the feds take the lead on this, or whether they'll just both kind of snake their way through the courts, and who knows if this ends up at the Supreme Court eventually. We're still a long way from there. But remember, Patty Morin, whose daughter Rachel Morin was murdered by a convicted illegal alien, she testified, or actually was at the press conference that day, and made this statement.
Now with this law, no abiding citizen, law-abiding citizen is safe.
This is pathetic that our government, our General Assembly, that they have turned their backs on not just the American people, but specifically all Marylanders.
Yeah, every single one of us. And again, we've had a bunch of stories. We've had some headlines from yesterday. There are more illegal alien horror story headlines. I'll share some of those with you coming up here in just a second. But again, the damage and the havoc and destruction that Chairman Joe and Alejandro Mayorkas and the Open Border Reconquista Democrats, the Democrat Socialists, the American Marxist Movement, the Communists, that they have done by letting 20, 25 million illegal aliens in this country continues to happen because, you know, we just can't mass deport enough illegal aliens on a regular basis. As we've said, slightly under 1 million have been deported in the last year and a half by the Trump administration. Mark Wayne Mullen's got to get his game on here. And again, as I said, I think Tom Holman should be running the show. I don't know. He's been kind of missing of late. He's given a few interviews, but I do think maybe he's giving deference to Mark Wayne Mullen. But he's going to have to prove himself. Right now, we got a long way to go. There's a lot of illegal aliens that are in this country that are that need to go. All right, you can call. Let us know what do you think about this lawsuit. We have a Republican reaction as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is our local number. 613, time for traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. The Capitol Beltway did recover. They had a wreck about 5:30 on the outer loop near the American Legion Bridge. Had the right lane blocked for a while. Completely back to normal now. And really not too bad from New Hampshire Avenue to 29 and then around the curve towards the Mormon Temple and 270. So we'll watch that, but it's just going to be now the normal delay. Near Camden Yards, we can't see it. The camera is out at 395. The report was a wreck northbound 395 near the ramp at Dr. King. And apparently there was a pretty big fuel spill in Brooklyn affecting Hanover Street. And they've closed Hanover Street in the area at Jeffrey Street. So that's going to be a local problem there. Room to go around it. But for right now, apparently some sort of a spill. Don't know what it is. Fire department hasn't said. And right now, though, we do know that Hanover Street is closed there. Both the Harbor Tunnels with a good start and the Beltway West Side. It filled in just a bit, but we're doing okay from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, hot and humid again, highs near 90. It'll feel like the upper 90s because it'll be very, very humid. Showers and storms possible again this afternoon and evening. Tomorrow, showers and storms possible as well. High will be in the mid-80s. You have to get to early next week before the threat of rain subsides, I should say, and then we get some pretty nice weather. It'll be lower humidity and summer-like temperatures in the mid-80s or so. So right now, of course, we've got cloudy skies throughout most of the area, and we're looking at 71 in Columbia. Some sunshine in Annapolis, 74 there. Time for some one-liner news. Yeah, it is. So it's a gorgeous morning, but a little sticky, a little humid, as they say. Maggie's weather. Giant storms. What do you think? You've heard it all about weather. Giant storms filling potentially deadly fungal spores are set to sweep across at least 11 U.S. states this summer.
Something you inhale? That's terrible.
Yeah. This kind of a giant mushroom cloud is a lot better than the other one. Let's put it that way.
Well, okay.
Okay. What the heck is that all about? Fungal spores is part of the storms. New health study shows that sniffing chocolate before you work out can help boost your exercise regimen.
Hmm. So sniffy.
Yeah. So, Maggie, if some man comes up to you and asks to sniff your Snickers, it's just he wants to be he's a fitness.
Excuse me, flag that.
Sure.
He's a fitness enthusiast. No, he's a fitness enthusiast.
Well, then he cares. Okay, then
sniffing
they care.
Chocolate makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm. So sniff my Snickers is like kiss my grits.
Yeah,
that's
for
right.
Real.
It's very similar.
Sniff my Snickers, buddy.
New article in the Atlantic magazine is entitled "The End of Reading is Here." Apparently, it's most of the Democrat voters.
Believe it.
Latest obsession among white collar men: they want the perfect lawn. The reason why: as they get older, they want to be able to say, "Get off my lawn." Right. You know, that's pretty much it. You know, so as far as the, some guys are just obsessed with garden hoses and cutting the lawn, and they're just, I wonder if it's an escape.
What, some kind of vent or some kind of, what are they doing with this? Yeah, I recognize that very well.
You've seen it before.
The rest of the house could fall apart, but you know.
Exactly.
The lawn, it looks great.
You just never know. Hey, did you hear about the Freedom Fuel Network?
No.
No, but I saw him mention about it yesterday.
Yeah, here's a little report. The Freedom Fuel Network, President Trump put out on Truth Social at the end of June, right before the Independence Day holiday, and that's why I think it probably didn't get a lot of attention. But gas prices, if you're part of the Freedom Fuel Network, they will discount the gas prices 50 cents. So let's say it's $4, then it'll be $3.50 if you're a gas station that participates. Now, again, I don't know who's subsidizing this, but the whole idea is to try to get cheaper gas in for American motorists before the midterms, I think. And here's a report on the Freedom Fuel Network.
We're here at the first Freedom Fuel Network gas station right here in Philadelphia, leading the charge to lower gas prices. $3.47. That's for our 47th president, President Donald J. Trump. The price of gas here is 50 cents lower than the Pennsylvania average gas price.
Definitely appreciate the lower gas price.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When I saw it, I thought it was fake news, but I'm glad it's true. I definitely couldn't believe my eyes. When I just rolled past, I'm actually taking a trip down the shore, so I wasn't even going to come and get the gag, but I'm glad I did, because now it just saved me a lot of money. Thanks a lot, Trump. Just keep doing what you're doing. Doing a good job.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you for helping our country.
It's President Donald J. Trump leading the charge to lower gas prices right here at Freedom Fuel Network's gas stations.
And here's what's interesting. The Truth Social post says, just as I promised, oil prices are plummeting fast and gas prices at the pump are dropping too, but not as fast as they should be. As we approach America's 250th birthday, I'm pleased to announce that a very smart retailer located throughout the Northeast is stepping up and wishing the people of Philadelphia a happy birthday. On July 3rd, the Freedom Fuel Network will be lowering gas prices at 25 Freedom Fuel stations across the greater Philadelphia area. So it's just in the Philadelphia area right now.
Yeah, okay.
But I did look
it
up.
It's a start.
There are 25 gas stations that are participating in the Freedom Fuel Network. So don't know who's paying for it. Obviously somebody is. But there's the at least a start.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Prices aren't going down. They've actually gone back up.
They've gone back up because of Iran's belligerent behavior. And, you know, that'll.
You just got to flatten that place and be done with it.
Yeah. I think that's we're on our way to doing that.
Now they're threatening Trump. So
you oh,
just,
yeah.
Everybody threatens Trump.
Even now.
Yeah.
It says, I saw the big banner they unfurled at the Ayatollah's funeral. It says, hey, Trump, we will kill you. So that is the latest thing. By the way, the most judged first names in America, I think you can guess who the females.
Judged.
Okay. The most judged. You hear this name, you automatically judge the person.
I got you.
Kristen got it. Karen and so did Chuck. Karen, what do you think the guy's is?
Sean.
No, it's not Sean, but it's a good guess.
Brad.
Chad.
Chad.
And then Donald.
Hmm. Well,
and then John.
A touch of TV.
The president's first and middle names. And Damien.
Yikes.
Remember George Carlin used to go names like Tucker.
Right.
Kyle.
I would have thought Chucky would have made it based on the doll, but apparently not.
That's because Chucky gets even with people.
That's right. You don't want to cross Chucky.
You do not.
It just torched that thing.
Right.
That's what I never understood about the movie. Flamethrower. Just torch him.
Well, because if you notice in the horror stories, the people never do the smart thing.
No, they always run to the fire, cabin where, Jason is and stuff.
Exactly.
They want to try to talk to him.
Instead of, getting in your car and immediately leaving the area or just fleeing, they stick around the camp where they get picked off one by one.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember, they had that commercial for all those kids, and they said,
was funny.
Why don't we just get over to the running car?
And it had,
let's go into the garage.
Axes hanging.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. At a 6:21, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The Justice Department suing Maryland over our sanctuary policies. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com. Facebook and Rumble pages brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, let's see. James says, good morning, 20 to 25 million illegals. Just tip of the iceberg, probably double that, close to the actual number of the United States. Blame both the Democrats and Republicans for this. Keep deporting them. And if I were in charge, I'd place a 20-year moratorium on all immigration and strongly encourage assimilation. But that's just me. And we've talked about that before, about even no... And I think there's also, they're finally looking into the H-1B visa fraud now as well, because that is another program that is ripe with problems. 6:23, speaking of ripe, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again.
I thought you were going to say ripe with problems.
No. You don't have any problems.
Not right at the moment.
No.
But it's early.
It is. Give it time.
Heading to the Bay Bridge. Two eastbound, three westbound right now, all is well from Whitehall Road, and then going west over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge with the lanes open towards I-97, top of the hill, still clear right now, I-97 right at the split at Route 32. We'll get some heavy traffic there in about an hour or so on the southbound side. No issues in or around the Beltway. If you're traveling in the Brooklyn area in the city, there's a fuel spill. The fire department is in the area, both sides of Hanover Street at Jeffrey Street are closed with a local detour through that area.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid again, highs near 90. Going to feel like the upper 90s with the chance of showers and thunderstorms yet again today. And right now, it is sunshine, 71 in Pikesville, and it is 70 in Reisterstown. Got my property tax bill yesterday. Did you get yours? Guess what? It went up yet again. It is every time I get a property tax bill, I open up. It's an automatic. It's never stayed the same, and it's never gone down. It always goes up in this state. And what the hell am I getting for my money? I'm getting sanctuary policies that put my family in danger. I'm getting, of course, taxed at the wazoo, largest tax increase in history. I'm getting skyrocketing electric bills. Now my property tax bill it's up. Significantly. I'm not saying it's off the charts, but again, as I said, I've never seen it gone down, ever. And it is just amazing. This is what I know. It's going to be difficult to retire in the state, that's for sure. And all the other cost of living here just continues to go up. And you got Wes Moore all over his X accounts crowing and claiming and bragging how he's making life more affordable for Marylanders. But how? Where? What specifically have you done? He hasn't done squat. Back to the DOJ lawsuit. In their statement yesterday, not only are the sanctuary policies illegal under federal law, but as alleged in the complaint, Maryland's refusal to cooperate with federal immigration authorities has already had negative operational consequences for federal immigration law enforcement, with facilities refusing to facilitate transferring illegal aliens to federal custody even when presented with a routine detainer. The state's and city's intentional efforts to obstruct federal law enforcement put citizens at risk and are preempted under the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. That from the Justice Department press release yesterday. Maryland House Republicans have issued a statement, again, saying it is time to prioritize public safety over politics. Not only did House Republicans oppose the passage of the Community Trust Act, they also urged Governor Moore to veto the legislation. Remember, he didn't veto it. He didn't sign it. He just let it become law without his signature. And again, he's a leader of men, all right, isn't he? Cowardly act as governor. But here just again, and look, we've got Rachel Warren. We have, of course, Kayla Hamilton. We have a number of people in this state that have been either murdered by illegal aliens or killed by illegal alien drunk drivers or have been sexually assaulted and raped. We've got MS-13 gangbangers in this state that have gone and killed people, decapitated them, dismembered them, buried them in the woods, and the hits just keep on coming. Mexico is now threatening legal action against ICE over shooting of an illegal alien in Texas. Of course, the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, left that part out of her lawsuit. When Lorenzo Salgado Raul apparently used his vehicle to try to ram an ICE vehicle and then try to run over a federal agent and was shot dead, and that's addition by subtraction. An illegal alien who entered the United States on the Biden open border invasion snatched a special needs child from her bicycle, 9-year-old girl, and sexually assaulted her. That in Pingree Grove, Illinois. Gianel Velasquez Muro illegally entered the United States from Venezuela in 2022. Special needs child, 9 years old. All right. This is the Democrat Party that is enabling this, that is turning their head the other way, and they don't care. They just don't care. They want voters. They don't care what happens to your 9-year old special needs child or to your parents that may have been killed in an illegal alien drunk driver situation. An illegal from Guyana was arrested for firebombing two New York City churches and said, yeah, I effing firebombed them. Yeah, just what we need. 36-year-old Guyanese citizen, unauthorized in the U.S. Because his childhood arrival protection had expired. Again, you got to step it up, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. An Australian national has now been indicted for illegally voting in the 2024 presidential election. But we're told this doesn't happen, right? Eric Holder and a bunch of these American Marxists, this never happens. And now we also have an illegal alien accused of running a stop sign, hitting a mother and her two young children, resulting in the death of a 6-year-old He had been previously deported from the United States multiple times, three times. He was deported, and finally, because President Trump has got a very rigorous border security, we're not getting anybody into the country right now, thank God. But under Joe Biden, it was Katie Barr. It was hell-bent for election. They just came in over the border. Nothing stopped them. They just let them in, catch and release, and they didn't round up any of these illegal aliens. And sent them home, especially the criminal ones. All right, so there you have it. Maryland's getting sued, but that's not the only lawsuit that may be coming. We'll tell you about the next one over the non-citizens registered to vote in this state. And the Assistant Attorney General, Harvey Dillon, warned Maryland yesterday about that. 6:30, let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks, good morning. A 10-story office building in Glen Burnie had to be evacuated Thursday due to structural concerns. According to the Anne Arundel County Fire Department, the building in the 7300 block of Ritchie Highway was cleared after a floor partially shifted during construction of an underground parking garage. A building inspector will determine the integrity of the structure. And Howard County Police are investigating a fatal motorcycle crash in Columbia. The accident on Route 32 happened shortly after 10:30 Wednesday night when a motorcyclist lost control of his bike while trying to pass a Howard County Regional Transportation bus. Police have not released the name of the motorcyclist who was pronounced dead at the scene. There were no passengers on the bus, and the driver was not injured. And a Maryland man has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. 22-year-old Michael T.K. pleaded guilty in January. Authorities say the Hanover resident had multiple conversations with an undercover officer in 2023, saying he wanted to travel to Africa to join and fight for ISIS. He also said that his plan B was to carry out an attack in the U.S. against people who support Israel. The feds say he practiced at a Severn shooting range as training and tried to buy a Kalashnikov K9 rifle, but couldn't because he was on probation in a state case. And Fox 45 reports that a man who went to prison for assaulting a former girlfriend with a brick is once again wanted by law enforcement. According to the U.S. Marshals Service, James Blackston, 46, of Baltimore, is wanted on at least one parole violation. Court records show Blackston has a long history of domestic-related arrest dating back at least a decade. And 36 people were injured after a Maryland Transit Administration bus crashed into several vehicles and a FedEx building in Pikesville Wednesday evening. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Get ready to unwrap your best health during the Rescue Natural Supplements Christmas in July sale event with savings on up to 73% off. That's right. The season of giving is making a huge summertime comeback with a site-wide slash pricing on over 50 research-backed formulas crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. From high-intensity omega-3s and doctor-recommended cholesterol balance to for mobility, gut health, and even advanced cognitive support, now is the perfect time to take advantage of serious discounts and discover why thousands have trusted Rescue's quality and value for over 40 years. So celebrate Christmas in July with sale prices and save up to 73% off on a limited time. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. You won't regret giving yourself the gift of finally feeling your best. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can go online at res-q.com for up to 73% off today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some slowing now, I-95 northbound. The contractor, again, they don't work overnight. They start working now on I-95 northbound. So they block a lane Friday morning, rush hour. They knock down a lane, so we're down to two lanes on the northbound side, 76-mile marker as you're traveling in Harford County. Still working on the fuel spill in the Brooklyn area of the city. Hanover Street is still affected at Jeffrey Street, and it looks like a local detour is still underway through that area. So far, nothing major. A little heavier traffic now on 895 south into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot and humid day ahead of us with another round of scattered showers and storms. Temperatures near 90 today. Feel like temperatures in the upper 90s. And then we've got that potential for some downpours and some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, one night after hitting four home runs against Chicago, Baltimore was held to three hits. But it was when they came that mattered.
O'Neill launches a fly ball to deep right center here. Did he do it again? Yes, he did! Home runs in three consecutive at-bats.
Come on now, that's how you want to get the party started.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. O'Neill's sudden power surge gave the Birds the early lead, and Jeremiah Jackson won it with a two-run eighth-inning double as the Birds take game three against the Cubs. 3-2 was the final in a Camden Yards matinee. Now, interestingly enough, there were no Oriole hits between O'Neill's second-inning home run and J.J.'s eighth-inning double. Albernaz was asked if he felt fortunate because of that to win the game.
Yes and no. I mean, like the O'Neill after that, but we hit a lot of balls hard. Like, a lot of balls hard, and baseball, you can't control where the ball goes, and there was a lot of good swings today by, I mean, Sammy drove that ball to left field. Gunner had two of them.
Yeah, about that. Now, Gunner going through the toughest stretch of his career right now, hitting them hard, but right at people. 3-for-27 in June, batting .111 for the month, a career-low .219 on the season. And back to O'Neill for a moment. Those three home runs he had in the three at-bats matched the three that he had in his first 143 at-bats this season. Women's semifinal at Wimbledon yesterday saw a lengthy tiebreaker. Paul was on ESPN, a three-set win for Karolina Mukova over Coco Gauff. The tiebreaker went 12-10 as Mukova advances to the championship for the first time at Wimbledon in her career. In fact, well, she'll face another first-timer. For the first time ever, in fact, as Linda Moskova defeats Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk in straight sets. Round two of the PGA Scottish Open already underway this morning at North Berwick. Jordan Smith at 8-under, your leader by one stroke over Michael Fitzpatrick. Rory McIlroy will tee off this morning at 8:43. He's three back at 5-under. And how about this one? Wizards number one pick A.J. DeBanza made his G League debut in Vegas last night against the Jazz and their number one pick, number two overall, Darren Peterson. DeBanza was the star, 27.7 rebounds in 26 minutes to power the Wiz over the Jazz 92-88. Next game for the Wiz will be Sunday against the Kings. The time now is 6:37 when we return, gauging Orioles fans' confidence in Mike Elias.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Okay, so the time is getting short. There are 16 games left now until the trade deadline, decision day.
Yeah.
The Orioles are 12.5 out of first place. We're not going to talk about the wild card.
You just mentioned it.
Where they're 8 games under .500. So, the Sun had a poll. What's your level of confidence in Mike Elias? It's not unexpected, but this is a whopping number. 70% of the people polled said they did not have confidence in Mike Elias.
Yeah, well, you can put me in that 70% number.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when you put a 7 handle on it, that's a lot. And here's one interesting response. The question was actually, do you have confidence in his long-term vision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The one response that got me was, it's been 8 years.
Right.
What do you consider long-term?
Yeah, that's a good one.
When you think about it.
Yeah, so, it has been.
Yeah.
I just think it's time to, I believe it's time to make a change. He's a nice guy, and I'm sure he had the best intentions, but it's all about performance. This is a performance league. You know, if you're not competing every year, if you're not in the playoffs, if you're not going to compete for the World Series every year, then and I understand not every team can do that, but you want to put yourself in a position where at least the fan base thinks you have a shot at it.
You know, just a quick aside. I was with him socially. We were at a wedding together. We had a mutual friend whose daughter got married.
Right.
He's a terrific guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's an absolute pleasure to be around, but you got to do a job. Yeah. And it just hasn't done it here in Baltimore.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate that. 70%. Wow, 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. I don't know if you've been following the pretrial hearing of Tyler Robinson, the alleged murderer of Charlie Kirk, or not, coming up on a year now in September. On Charlie's horrific, untimely murder. And to me, I don't really think much of these probable cause hearings because they're usually over in a day, if that. This thing is dragged on now. It's in day four. Today would be day five. Okay, and it may last a whole week. You know, and I'm just looking at this and I'm saying, why is a pretrial probable cause hearing taking so long? Well, there are a number of reasons. Number one, the judge seems to be capitulating to everything, most everything the defense wants. I think he's trying to avoid any kind of issue that would make it automatically an appeal if he is convicted later at trial. That's number one. Number two, I think that in this particular case, again, Erica Kirk and she and the family had requested that all this be made public, and it is being made public. And, you know, it's yesterday was, I think, the day that you just went, okay, slam dunk, it's over. But still, you know, the problem here with the 4 days of pretrial hearing is that the threat of tainting the jury pool. I mean, the longer this thing is broadcast, the longer it goes on, the more difficult time you're going to have at voir dire, which is selecting jurors that haven't been exposed to either the hearing itself or media headlines about the hearing or people like me talking about it as they're driving in their cars to work this morning. So, again, that is, and of course, Utah is where the trial is being held, so it really doesn't matter so much here in Maryland. But still, it could taint the jury pool. So yesterday, Tyler Robinson's alleged confession note was accidentally shown in court, despite the judge's ruling and not be displayed to the public. Prosecutors have said that Robinson left a confession note for his transgender lover, Lance Twiggs, who went by the name of Luna, under a keyboard in their home. And the judge previously ruled the court could not broadcast anything the state calls a confession ahead of jury selection. But images of the note were shown briefly, and it was on the screen. Here's what it said in the alleged confession note, which Twiggs confirmed finding in his April interview with police. Robinson referred to him by his chosen name, Luna, instead of Lance. Quote, "If you are reading this per my text, then I am so sorry. I left the house this morning on a mission and sent an auto text." He said, "I'm likely dead or facing a lengthy prison sentence. I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I took it. I don't know if I will have succeeded, but I had hoped to make it home to you. I wish we could have lived in a world where this did not feel necessary. I wish I could have stayed for you and lived our lives together." Okay. That is clearly, I think, slam dunk. It's over. If that is allowed, entered as evidence. Then Lance Twiggs himself described Tyler Robinson's behavior and confession after he allegedly assassinated Charlie Kirk.
"And did he talk about what he had done?"
Didn't go into detail. I just asked him in person if what he said was true the night before, and he said it was. I started crying a little bit and said he wishes he hadn't done it. And then kept going around and just doing stuff, I think, to keep himself busy or distracted or something.
Okay. Did he talk about what he was going to do next?
And then eventually said that he would talk to his parents or turn himself over.
Yeah, so chilling text messages exchanged between Tyler Robinson and Lance Twiggs. We have a written confession note. We have, again, his friend or whatever, however you want to describe him, saying that he told me he had done it. And then that he was, and also I remember him saying he was crying. He was crying, Tyler Robinson. Not Erica Kirk and not the kids and not the family, but he was crying. We should feel sorry for Tyler Robinson. Just an amazing day yesterday. And again, this is pre-trial hearing, folks. The actual trial hasn't even started yet. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Bolivar County Fire says they're heading out to a wreck northeast side, 4500 block of Kenwood Avenue, and with that, some injuries and some road blockage. So local traffic there as you're coming between Overly and Fullerton and down towards Rosedale. Heads up for that. We'll get the cross street on that as soon as we can. Big fuel spill in the city this morning in Brooklyn. Hanover Street at Jeffrey Street. Looks like that's still blocked off both directions, but there's plenty of room to go around it for the local traffic there. Looking live at 95 at Caton Avenue and up towards Camden Yards. No problems. Both the tunnels are running clear. Looks like there might be just a very slight buildup early on the Beltway west side for the traffic eventually moving south through I-70 and Route 40. And there's a slight speed reduction there, and then better once we cross the ramps at Route 40 and then head down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. A little bit of sunshine problem there on the outer loop right at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast on this Friday into the weekend. It's going to be hot and humid again today and tomorrow. Highs near 90. It's going to feel like upper 90s with the humidity and heat index. Showers and storms possible this afternoon, this evening. More of the same tomorrow. High in the mid-80s. Things will start cooling down and getting a little more comfortable starting Monday or Tuesday of next week. And right now we're looking at 74 under sunny skies in Ocean City, 72 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
That was a classic. Right up there with Where's the Beef. Or try Mikey. He'll like it.
He likes everything.
Hey, today's National French Fry Day.
Rock and roll.
We'll tell you where you get the best deals on French fries. Arby's. They're selling with rewards members. Get a free any size fryer on their next visit after purchasing an Arby's cheesesteak. So you got to get the cheesesteak to get the French fries.
And then you got to come back.
Yeah. Checkers.
Always a catch.
Exactly. Checkers and Rallies. Buy one, get one free today on their famous seasoned fries of any size. Okay? So you buy one, you get one free. No app purchase required. Chick-fil-A. Rewards members can play Spot the Cows game in the Chick-fil-A app to get a free medium waffle fry reward.
Just turn on the view at 11 o'clock.
I knew you were going to go there. I said, if he doesn't going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Amen, brother.
You're crazy, man. National French Fry Day at McDonald's. Rewards members can get free medium fries with a minimum dollar purchase in the app. Smashburger is offering a free fry when you make a purchase of a dollar or more in-store. Wendy's offering rewards members free any size fry with any in-app purchase of $5 or more today. And finally, White Castle is offering free cheese fries with any order when you use the coupon or promo code CHEESY during a checkout. That's online or on the app or in store as well.
I must
Cheesy.
Say.
And when you go to White Castle, just think of Chuck and you'll remember the promo code CHEESY.
Cheesy Johnson.
Cheesy Johnson. There he is on National Friday. Krispy Kreme, hey, how about this? This is a great idea. Krispy Kreme has announced Girl Scout cookie donuts.
Oh.
Thin Mints donuts, Lemon Ups donuts, and the Coconut Caramel donut, all now available at participating Krispy Kreme. I have to get me one of those Thin Mints donuts.
There you go.
My favorite was the Samoas.
And
the Tagalongs, too.
The Tagalongs. Now they're called something else, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
Hope it wasn't political.
Yeah, probably was. McDonald's has bigger plans for fountain drinks than we expected at the McDonald's Worldwide Convention in Vegas. Were you there, Chuck?
I was not.
Okay.
I was not invited.
Yeah.
I couldn't go anyway. I had fallen arches that day.
Oh!
Anyway, apparently they are now going to elevate what you get out of the soda fountain. Normally there's like you get anywhere from 12 to 16 ounces. They're going to get you up to 32 ounces.
Wow.
Which is
a bigger cup holder.
You're going to be a much bigger cup holder. Yeah,
right,
but they do have a tapered bottom, much like you, Chuck, that will fit in your cup holder in the car.
Mine is tapered from about 10 years ago. It is tapered.
It has tapered down. That's right. You know.
Yes. But thanks for noticing anyway.
Thanks for that taper worm. All right.
No.
The Minions movie just made a Caesar salad with the most unexpected ingredient. Instead of classic croutons, you can now swap out what is a crunchy treat, a buttery half popcorn bit that looks like those little iconic yellow minions. So I don't know about popcorn in my Caesar salad, but
no,
it's a texture thing. I'm not for it myself.
Okay. Do you like anchovies in Caesar salad?
I do not.
I do.
Oh, you like the anchovies?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm not an anchovy.
So one of the tennis players says he eats anchovies before he plays tennis in Wimbledon.
They're just too salty for me. I don't like all that salt. But I know my father used to like all that anchovies and pickled herring and
sardines
are good. Sardines are good on Ritz crackers.
Yeah. Okay.
But you stink.
So what?
Yeah.
I stink now.
That's right. Wow. Really doesn't change it. Actually, it might improve the aroma.
Oh.
That's nice. I'll put them under my armpit to warm them up.
Oh. Folks, that's the end of the show officially at 6:49
here
this morning. Okay, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny has been doing this for over 20 years in the Baltimore and actually Maryland, lower Pennsylvania, Southern Pennsylvania, and of course about 10 of those years right here on WCBM. We've been talking about Vinny and his incredible, guaranteed real estate company. And the fact is that, you know, Vinny sells for 3 times more money on average, more money in your pocket at the end of the sale, and 3 times faster than your average realtor. And that's why so many people utilize him. And the fact that he's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home really elevates him, I think, above the pack. And that's the reason why when it comes time for me to downsize, which, who knows, could be in the next year or so, I'll be calling Vinny to handle the whole thing. And that's something you should think about as well, because, you know, you don't have to worry about sometimes the timing of the sale and, you know, whether you have to sell your house first before you can buy another house or vice versa. So Vinny can walk you through all of that, the staging. Once you agree on asking price and time frame, if your house doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny's guarantee is he'll buy it from you, pay you in cash at market rate. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or VinnySteele.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at another pending lawsuit as the Justice Department under Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmeet Dhillon, is warning Maryland and other states about their voter rolls, specifically non-citizens existing on the voter rolls. And if you don't turn over those voter rolls to the federal government to confirm or remove non-citizens from the voter rolls in federal elections, then you could face a lawsuit and perhaps even criminal action. So we'll get to that at the top of the hour. And then we'll take you to Fort Worth, Texas, where a police officer there threatening two preachers that were on a sidewalk reading from a Bible during a pride parade and threatening to arrest them for their offensive speech. And that has caused quite a kerfuffle, as you might imagine, there as well. And Ivan Bates weighs in on Maryland's juvenile justice system, and it's not good. 6:53 traffic weather on the threes. Here's something that is good. Lug Nuts Johnson.
We found the wreck closer to Fullerton and Overly than it is down the road further. 4500 block Kenwood Avenue. It's at Maple Avenue. That's just east of Bel Air Road. So there are some injuries involved there. Several vehicles were involved. I know one medic unit is there for sure. So Baltimore County now is helping out with traffic there. New minor at Capitol Beltway, maybe on the shoulder, but a quick backup outer loop at Route 29. That's going to back up beyond the ramp at New Hampshire Avenue back towards 95. 95 North, Harford County, construction underway. They take away a lane and they work during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a hot and humid one again today, near 90, but the heat index and the humidity will take her to upper 90s today. Showers and storms possible this afternoon and this evening, much the same for tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 73 downtown, and it is 76 in Stevensville. As Maryland faces a federal investigation into a school gender policies, Wes Moore has been remarkably silent on whether he believes that biological boys who identify as girls should be able to access private spaces in the sports teams of their choice. The U.S. Department of Education's Office on Civil Rights launched an investigation last month into whether the Maryland State Department of Education violates Title IX by allowing access to sports teams, restrooms, and locker rooms based on gender identity, which means biological boys can compete against girls and access their private spaces. And again, a week after that, the Supreme Court ruled that states can determine access to sports teams based on biological sex. Again, that states can do it. The U.S. Department of Education investigation into MSDE also applies to four counties, Montgomery, PG, and Frederick County. Can't remember the number of the other one. But the MSD released a statement saying that they remain committed to supporting all students and upholding the law. We have no comment while the complaint is under review. The Supreme Court has ruled that you can ban biological males from competing in biological females. Remember, we had Jonathan Alexander on last week from the Maryland Family Institute talking about this and how this was going to prompt once again. Now, I think for whatever is the fourth time in a row, I know that several delegates have reintroduced a bill here in the state of Maryland that would prohibit biological males from competing in biological female sports, etc. New York Times poll. Again, this is the New York Times. 79% of respondents said transgender female athletes who were born male should have to play for their team of their biological sex. The Fairness in Girls Sports Act, filed in the Maryland Senate and House of Delegates this year, would have required JV and varsity sports teams to be determined by biological sex. However, of course, Democrats have killed both those bills in chambers. So, in April of this year, Wes Moore was asked on a podcast what his position was on biological males competing as women. Once again, the governor gave a very murky, mixed, cloudy, vague response. Quote, "I don't think that's something we should allow. I don't think that the president or a governor should be getting involved in something that actually is a decision of a local jurisdiction." End of quote. Well, the Supreme Court just did. So now that, of course, this was in April when he said it, so he certainly could come in and now and run cover and say, well, the Supreme Court has spoken, and I'm not going to buck the Supreme Court. But he chose not to respond to questions that were put to him. Remember, also back in that interview in April, the governor had said that he would allow his 14-year-old son to transition genders if, hypothetically, that's what he wanted to do. Do you remember that? He said, quote, "If that's how he's feeling, and I feel like I'm closely tied to him, I'm not going to advise him on something that he feels is right." What about something as a parent that you feel is right? If my 14-year-old son came to me and said that, "Dad, I think I want to be a girl," the first thing I would do, I have a long talk with him, and then the second thing I would do is I would get him counseling. Because, again, some children can be confused, especially as they're going through puberty. So it can be a very frightening time for prepubescent teens and for teenagers themselves. Again, it's an awkward stage. We all have gone through it. I went through it. You went through it. We all went through it. And again, hormones are raging. And then now you have societal pressure, cultural pressure. Now you've got this thing called social media, which can be with bullying and everything else. So it's very difficult now. So if your child comes with any kind of emotional or mental concern, you shouldn't give in to a child's feeling. You should, I think, as a parent, as a responsible adult, get them the proper counseling and help they need to guide them through these difficult years and navigate through these troubled waters. And then when they get to be 18, if that's a decision that they want to make, if they still feel that way, then God bless them, good luck. But in these formative years, as a 14-year-old, 13-year-old, whatever the case may be, I think what Governor Moore said, I understand as a parent you love your child and you don't want to do anything to hurt your child, but that also means you have to protect the children from themselves sometimes. And children can make these decisions or think they want to make it. How about all these people that have mutilated their bodies that have now come back and wanted to reverse and it's too late? They're damaged now for the rest of their lives. So some of these decisions are permanent. So we'll see Wes Moore. We'll try to pin him down on whether biological boys can play in girls' sports as we head into the general election. I know how Dan Cox feels about it. He's already been on record on that as well. All right, stick with us here on Casey & Company. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Back and forth attacks between the U.S. and Iran as Tehran has targeted American allies in the region.
Missile alert sirens went off in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar as Iran retaliated. There's no word on if there's any damage in those Gulf countries, but it just shows how everything is escalating, and this interim deal to try to end the war now looks increasingly at risk.
Correspondent John Gambrell. An Iranian military drone displayed this week in Coral Gables prompted warnings from lawmakers and national security experts who said Iran's growing relationship with Cuba could pose a threat to the United States. These drones were believed to have been sent to Cuba before the war in Iran began. In health news, some 1,000 cases of a parasitic infection spreading in the Midwest.
Cyclospora is a parasite that causes severe diarrhea. It spreads through contaminated food and water, often linked to fresh produce. The largest cyclospora outbreak is in Michigan. Investigations are underway in 28 other states, including Ohio. No deaths have been reported. The CDC says cyclospora is usually not life-threatening and can be treated with antibiotics. Experts say finding the source of the outbreak can be difficult, and it's best to cook vegetables. Cyclospora can really stick to some foods, so washing may not eliminate the risk of infection. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slowed in June, but a key measure of home prices climbed to an all-time high, adding to prospective homebuyers' affordability challenges. The National Association of Realtors said that existing home sales fell 2.4% last month from May. Sales rose 2.8% compared with June last year, the national median sales price increasing 1.8% to $440,000. More from townhall.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive knows you could have easily taken the freeway, but you took the scenic route to see a waterfall and an oddly busy boiled peanut stand. Discovering the unexpected is exactly why you bought an RV, so protect it with a bundle from Progressive. Because although you may be 3 hours behind schedule, you're 6 jars of jam richer and possibly enrolled in a butter churning workshop. Switch to Progressive and protect your RV, boat, or motorcycle by bundling with your home and auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. You're on Casey
Hennessy & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're traveling into Frederick County, there's a report of a wreck now. Not a big problem yet, but a potential delay westbound I-70 at Route 15. That's exit 52 on the westbound side. So we'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, in the Brooklyn area, in the city, had a fuel spill. There was stuff all over the roadway at Hanover Street, at Jeffrey Street. It looks like that detour is still underway. And we've had that accident now as you're traveling outside of Fullerton this morning, Kenwood Avenue and Maple Avenue. That wreck is just east of Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Here, Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot and humid day ahead of us with another round of scattered showers and storms. Temperatures near 90 today, feel like temperatures in the upper 90s. And then we've got that potential for some downpours and some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Abingdon and 72 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that an office building in Glen Burnie was evacuated on Thursday afternoon after its underground parking garage experienced a shift in one of its floors. The Anne Arundel County Fire Department initially responded to the 7300 block of Ritchie Highway around 2:30 p.m. on July 9th after reports of a partial building collapse. And Marylanders overwhelmingly travel by car. Drivers also pay the gas taxes, registration fees, title fees, and other charges that generate much of the state's transportation revenue. But 53% of Maryland state transportation spending goes to public transit, while 22% is directed to highways. It's a funding split that has fueled debate over whether the state is investing based on how residents travel today or the transportation system officials hope to build tomorrow. And as Maryland faces a federal investigation into its school gender policies, Governor Westmore is silent on whether he believes biological boys who identify as girls should be able to access the private spaces and sports teams of their choice. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 402. The pick 4, 9363. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Orioles at Camden Yards yesterday, battling the Cubs and the weather.
Another 1-2. In the left field, Ward makes the catch. Time to get dry. The Orioles survive the rain and survive the Cubs in a nervy night for a 3-2 win.
Indeed, Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Andrew Kittredge gets the save through a pelting rain in the 9-3-2 over the Cubs to salvage the final game of the series. Baltimore getting a solo shot from Tyler O'Neill, a two-run game-winning double from Jeremiah Jackson, six strong innings, from Trevor Rogers. Elsewhere in the division, series finale yesterday in St. Pete, Rays taking on the Yanks.
In the third.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Ben Rice's three-run shot in the seventh blew it open as New York, after setting an MLB record by striking out 17 times in back-to-back games, earned the split with Tampa Bay 12-4 the final. Rice now with 28 on the year. Ravens news now just 2 weeks away from the start of training camp. The team announcing that all 30,000 tickets to practice at the complex in Owings Mills have been claimed. Tickets to the open practice at CQ Stadium in College Park on August 1st are still available. And by the way, there is no open practice this summer at M&T Bank Stadium. World Cup, France 2-0 over Morocco, outshooting the Atlas Lions 21-4. Les Blues now will play the winner of Spain-Belgium in the semifinals. Coming up in 30 minutes, the landing spot for LeBron. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Agrick. Coming up in this hour, City State's Attorney Ivan Bates weighs in on the juvenile justice system in Maryland. A Fort Worth police officer threatening to ticket preachers at a pride parade for their, air quotes, offensive speech. The cop has never heard of the First Amendment. But our top story here today, the last hour we told you about the DOJ suing Maryland over its sanctuary policy, the Community Distrust Act. Now, the DOJ is warning states like Maryland and State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis for not turning over their election rolls to determine whether non-citizens present on it. And here's the warning from the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Division, Harmeet Dillon.
This week, the Civil Rights Division has been focusing on election issues as we head into the midterms. Now, among the things we did this week was send a memo and a cover letter to all 50 state election officials and the District of Columbia, reminding them that under several federal statutes involving voting that I administer here at the Civil Rights Division, it is a crime to knowingly allow non-citizens to vote in those states' elections. Now, people got very hysterical about this. I got a lot of pearl clutching from Adrian Fontes in Arizona and talking about a slippery slope, and Deirdre Hutchinson in Utah claimed she was being singled out because she refused to give us the voter rolls under our civil request for that information to help those states that we requested clean up their voter rolls. The Washington State Secretary of State also made some remarks. The reality is no one's being singled out here. We want all people to be reminded that it is a crime to vote in a federal election if you're not a citizen, and it's also a crime if you're an election official or somebody up that food chain who knowingly allows it or conspires to make it happen.
Yep, so there you have it, and that is something that some states, including Maryland, have fought to release the voter database to the federal government. And again, as I said repeatedly, this information, which they already have in Social Security database and, of course, other databases as well, IRS databases, and things of that nature. And what the federal government wants to do, they want to cross-reference whatever is in the voter registration of Maryland against Social Security to see if there are any dead voters, or against, you know, IRS to see if there are any duplicate voters. Has somebody now moved to another location? You can use the Postal Service as well. Has somebody moved from Maryland to Pennsylvania and is still registered in Maryland? So that's what they're after. Jared DeMarinis, the State Board of Elections Administrator, says that he got a nice love letter from the Department of Justice threatening my arrest. He said it's just unconscionable to threaten and try to intimidate election officials, not just in Maryland, but throughout the United States. I mean, this is a draconian step, he says. This letter here is for one purpose, and one purpose only. That is to intimidate and scare election officials. The DOJ is trying to run roughshod over Marylanders' rights. They lost in court to not get the voter rolls, and the administration has issued unconstitutional executive orders. Now here on July 7th, there is this new letter with a memo, I would say threat. There's no other way to take this, end of quote. I view it differently. I think this is a reminder that you have a job to do. And your job is, and obviously you failed because you botched the ballots badly here in the state of Maryland, having to issue half a million replacement ballots. You blamed it on a printer when we know whose fault it was. We know who's in charge of elections. It ain't the damn printer who's in charge of elections. It's you, Jared DeMarinis. It's the State Board of Elections. And now he's trying to say, there's a boogeyman out there, the federal government, they're coming after me. No, they're coming after everybody. And we'll tell you the reason why here in just a second. This is the reason why we need the Save America Act. Vast majority of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents all want it. And the Uniparty won't give it to us because they're afraid that we might finally have free, secure, and fair elections. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a big delay, and it's because of construction. And these guys, they work, again, they don't work overnight. They get in here 4:30 in the morning. I look, nope, they're not there. 5:30, not there. 7 o'clock, they're there. They work during the rush hour, and they block a lane. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. There's a delay going north right now, 76-mile marker, and you can express your opinion as you go by. That's up to you how you want to handle that. Kentwood Avenue, the wreck east of Bel Air Road is still there. That had a couple of vehicles involved in injuries, fuel spill, and a big problem in Brooklyn this morning. Hanover Street apparently still closed in the area at Jeffrey Street, and it said there was fuel all over the roadway. I don't know if it was oil or gasoline, but the fire department has been there the entire time. Nothing major. The earlier minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway has cleared. Both the tunnels are fine. 695 locally looks good with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid again today with a high near 90. It's going to feel like the upper 90s. Showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening. Tomorrow, showers and storms possible once again as we are hitting the middle of the summer here. All right, right now, 74 and partly cloudy in Middle River, 74 in Millersville. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, Iran, we have found out, Wall Street Journal reporting that Israel shared new intelligence with the U.S. It said indicated a fresh Iranian plan to kill President Trump. Iran for years has vowed openly to retaliate against Trump for the assassination of Soleimani, who was a top general in the IRGC. The Israeli embassy in Washington is declining to comment. But the president just the other day said he was number one on the kill list. This is not news to the president. He is constantly, they try to take him out twice in our own country. Okay? Imagine what they're trying in foreign. That's the reason why the Secret Service asked the president out of abundance of caution not to use Air Force One, the Qatari gifted jet Air Force One, and take the other Air Force One home. Just out of abundance of caution, the Secret Service has confirmed that. They're urging President Trump against using the new Air Force One. But now at the funeral of the Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran the other day, there was a big banner that was unfurled that said, "Hey, Trump, we will kill you." So the IRGC, again, they have no interest in peace. They have no, again, there might be some civilian employee or civilian people in Iran, civilian leaders that might be interested in peace, but they're not running the show. The IRGC and the murder mullahs are still in charge in Iran. And here is Vice President Vance on how Iran botched the MOU and the latest peace talks.
Most of all, thanks to the troops, we came into the situation with maximum leverage and maximum strength. Their nuclear program was destroyed, their conventional military was destroyed, and you've got some people within the Iranian system who are saying, you know what, we want to change our relationship with the United States, we want to turn over a new leaf. And the president said, okay, we will sit down at the table and negotiate and see if the smart people in that system can take over from the crazy people. Well, here's the basic deal that we cut. The basic deal that we cut was, we'll lift our blockade if you stop shooting at ships. But if you shoot at ships, we are going to punch back, and we're going to punch back harder than ever before. That was the deal. They said they would stop shooting at ships. And what happened 24 hours ago? They start shooting at ships again. Now, they were good. They were well-behaved for about a week, but then they started shooting at ships. So the deal is very simple. If they shoot at ships, we're going to knock the hell out of them, and it's that simple, and that's the basic way it's going to work. Now, the president maintains a lot of options. I'm obviously not going to tell you exactly what's going to happen tonight, but the president has said to them very simply, the Strait of Hormuz is going to be open. That means oil and gas is going to flow to the American people. That's why we see gas prices starting to come down. That's why we see the oil prices so low, is because the president said that crucial artery through which we ship a lot of the world's energy, that artery has got to remain open. And that is what the Iranians have to know. If they try to close it down, there's going to be a response for the American military. It's that simple. That's the deal. They can either follow it or they can have exactly what happened to them last night. It's just going to keep on happening until they open up that lane and stop shooting at ships. It's simple.
Yeah, and that's the only leverage they have left. They've really have no army, no navy, no. They do have the standing ground army, and that is something Israel might have to deal with. Who knows? But the only leverage they have left is Strait of Hormuz. And once the president takes Karg Island, that'll be removed altogether. Dr. Oz announcing a crackdown on durable medical equipment, fraudsters, and fraudulent Medicare tissue and organ transplant claims. That will save taxpayers about $1.5 billion. That has been billed to Medicare. There's fraud everywhere you look. You know, and DOGE officially, by the way, expired as of July 4th of this year, so DOGE is no longer. Trump has fired three remaining members of the Election Assistance Commission ahead of the midterms. Two Democrats, one Republican, all got the heave-ho. Federal grand juries indicted eight men in conspiracies related to a plot to attack the UFC Freedom 250 event at the White House and to kill government officials, including the President of the United States. 1 year later, President Trump's working families tax cuts are delivering for American workers, unleashing a blue-collar boom. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, and Made in America car loan deductions. The effect now on success is undeniable. 70% of filers who received a tax cut, again, earned less than $100,000. And it is helping, again, with job creation as well. Mike Lindell continues to lead in the Minnesota Republican primary. The MyPillow guy has the lead there in Minnesota. President Trump announced Walmart gas retailers are dropping prices to celebrate the country's 250th birthday. Of course, Mitch McConnell now reportedly in rehab and needs time to physically recover. Okay. How much time do you think is going to be needed? And I don't think he's ever coming back, to tell you the truth, but we shall see. 537 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
At the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, Michael and his associate attorneys and attorneys like Stephen Friedman, Rachel Alpert Friedman, all have the biggest concern they have if you've been involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury is, number one, your health, is that you recover. You get better from those injuries, and that's the way they've designed their law firm to work in a holistic approach for you to get better, to get to recover. And get back to the important things in life, like your family, you know, your job, you're running your business, whatever your priorities are, and they take care of everything else. So you don't have to worry about dealing with the insurance companies or, again, if you do need to find doctors or medical appointments, they can assist with that, or advanced medical costs in some case, or they deal with the diminution of value if your vehicle's been totaled. And so, again, they pick up everything from soup to nuts. And there's a lot of these little nagging issues that, again, don't try to do this on your own. A lot of people try to do it on their own, and, of course, they blow it, and then they go to Michael, and, of course, there's not much you can do to salvage the case. And remember, when you go to the law firm of Michael A. Friedman, you know who your attorneys are. You get Michael, you get Stephen, you get Rachel Alpert Friedman, And it's not like you're going to some big firm where you take a number, like at the deli counter, and you get whoever you get. So remember them. MAFlaw.com is the website, or you can call 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203.
WCBM Baltimore.
Get ready to unwrap your best health during Rescue Natural Supplements' Christmas in July sales event with savings of up to 73% off. That's right. The season of giving is making a huge summertime comeback with a site-wide slash pricing on over 50 research-backed formulas. Crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. From high-intensity omega-3s and doctor-recommended cholesterol balance to mobility, gut health, and even advanced cognitive support, now's the perfect time to take advantage of serious discounts and discover why thousands have trusted Rescue's quality and value for over 40 years. So, celebrate Christmas in July with sale prices and save up to 73% off for a limited time. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. You won't regret giving yourself the gift of finally feeling your best. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 73% off today. Save on Rescue Natural Supplements.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the updaters, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're good at the Bay Bridge, and we're looking at you live here from Whitehall Road going east. Two lanes right now. No problems if you're getting the early jump trying to get over to Ocean City or the Eastern Shore right now. The weather is perfect. The westbound side has three lanes open and even clear at the top of the hill. Just looked at that a couple of minutes ago. I'm going to change the camera now. Top of the hill at I-97 and Route 32. Even that is moving right along. Very good pace right now coming southbound from Benfield Road and coming down through Gambrels and Odenton and eventually down towards the ramps at Route 50. They're still working on the wreck. Baltimore County is out Kenwood Avenue to the east of Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid again today, highs near 90, going to feel like the upper 90s, showers and storms possible this afternoon and evening, and tomorrow showers and storms possible as well, highs will be in the mid-80s, 75 and sunny in Dundalk, it's 72 in Forest Hill. Got an email here from one of our listeners I wanted to share with you. This is, it doesn't give a name, it's just a number, but Westmore is the worst governor with the state has ever had. And he will get another term. Maryland is now a radical progressive state. Baltimore County will have completely progressive leadership after the next election. Now's the time for responsible people to get out. Again, of course, not everybody can get out. Okay, it might be easier for somebody that has the, the wherewithal and the financial means to do that. Some people can't afford to leave. Some people don't want to leave because this is their home and they'd rather stay and fight. Others have family members, and so on and so forth. And when you look at it, what's happening right now, and I'm look, the state is certainly trending in the wrong direction. We know that, but the problem here is it is Democrats, no doubt, but it's also Republicans. And when you can only get 20% of the Republicans to turn out on a Republican primary with an open, again, this is a gubernatorial election year. I understand it's not a presidential year. You got the president not running this year, but only 20% turned out, including with mail-in ballots and everything. That is, I think, that speaks volumes about the Republican voters in this state. And there are Republicans in this state. And I share this. I was talking to a political consultant yesterday. I share this this theory. There are the Hogan types. You know, the Hogans and the Christopher Wests and the Wade Catches and other rhinos, moderate left-wing Republicans, Alan Kittleman, of course, he left the party now, who want to destroy the Republican Party now so they can rebuild it in their own image. They don't like conservatives. They don't like anybody that's a populist or any who's America First or Maryland First who might be considered a MAGA Republican. It's anathema to these establishment Republicans, and they'd rather conspire and work with and vote with Democrats, to get rid of the Republican Party as it is now constructed.
Well, yeah. I mean, talk about Democratic interference in the Republican Party. I mean, I think a lot of them are Democrats, and they just ran as Republicans. It's controlled opposition. I mean, it's a brilliant strategy when you think about it. Unfortunately, conservatives were too honest and direct, and we just do the right thing and are very vocal about it. But they strategize. I mean, and I don't think being deceptive is ultimately the right thing to do. But that is what they do. Some of them register as Republican for whatever reason, whether they're in a more conservative area, and they know they couldn't get elected if they weren't running as a Republican. But yeah, they're in there to destroy things. So I think this goes back to, well, and another thing I wanted you to say, I don't understand why in some ways a presidential election does attract more people. Like, I know it's more exciting and it gets more coverage and more interesting, but in some ways the gubernatorial election is more important. In some ways, many ways, it has a more direct effect on our daily lives, whether it's good or bad. So again, I don't know, you hear a lot of complaining, and I know people get discouraged, and sometimes I think that was another reason for the ballot fiasco. It was both to do whatever they actually did and also to just get people throwing their hands up thinking, you know, it's rigged anyway, so I don't even want to participate. And I get that, but it's very important. And so I don't understand that. And the lack of participation from Republicans, because still there are other issues. I mean, this was a primary. You could choose who the Republican candidate nominees were going to be on all levels. And there are a lot of races. If you live in a conservative county, a lot of the races are determined in the primary there. That's why I like to have my primary vote in Carroll County. But I think it also goes back to election integrity is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. As we're saying, I mean, there's a lot of issues, but everything is downstream from that. If we could get our voter rolls cleaned up, get rid of mail-in ballots, get rid of all the shenanigans, at least as much as possible, and strike while the iron is hot, strike while we have the Trump DOJ that would help us, I think that a lot more conservative candidates would naturally get elected, and then they can reverse the sanctuary state, you know, policy. Then they can roll back the taxes and fees. I mean, so a lot of everything would come from that. So that has to be the number one goal, because then if we got good people, actual patriots, and they're actual honest, direct people who want to do the job, then they could start draining the swamp. Because I don't want to leave Maryland either. I'm not a gypsy. I don't want to leave. I want to be able to afford to stay. This is my home. I don't want to retreat. So, that's going to be the most important thing. And again, I wish the Maryland Republican Party would focus on that. If they can't get candidates elected and they're not interested in that, could we focus on this? That would help the candidates.
We are going to need help from the Trump administration, because we just don't, Maryland GOP can't, we had a lot of uncontested races. We had didn't have candidates in certain counties and certain races.
And yet they challenged other races where we did have candidates. They put their own people in to challenge them in the primary. So explain that to me.
You're absolutely right about that. And the fact is that, look, Trump may not be physically on the ballot, but his policies are. The second term of President Trump's policies, his administration, you have to think that going in. And then, of course, you know, there should be voter anger over how Westmore is running this state into the ground. And they're going to do the same thing in Baltimore County. If you look how the Anne Arundel County has changed, they want the same thing in Baltimore County. They want a supermajority there. And I got news for you. In Carroll County and Harford County, it's coming your way, too.
Oh, I'm aware.
The red wave is coming your way unless you stand up, let your voice be heard this coming fall in these elections. Thanks, Kristen. 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that as temperatures rise in Maryland, so are the energy bills. While some place blame on the state's energy policy, others say the issue is more complicated. Meanwhile, work continues on the proposed nearly 70-mile transmission line, the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, as critics maintain the project will do more harm than good. And a Baltimore County community is reeling after two siblings were found shot to death inside their home on Tallis Road in Gwin Oak. A retired Baltimore City Police homicide detective weighs in as county police detectives work to track down the murderer. Police said a 9-year-old boy and his 15-year-old sister were discovered dead Tuesday night. Investigators said the children's mother found them inside the home and called 911. Police said the father later arrived at home. And the U.S. Department of Justice announced on July 9th it's suing Maryland over the state's sanctuary policies that interfere with the federal government's enforcement of its immigration laws, according to authorities. The federal lawsuit is escalating the fight over Maryland's Community Trust Act, a law that limits how state and local law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials. The law went into effect last week. The DOJ calls the Community Trust Act a blatant disregard for federal law and the past passage is a deliberate disruptive action that jeopardizes the public safety for all Americans. And state's attorney Ivan Bates has continued his criticism of Maryland's juvenile justice system that began in recent weeks. In a post on X on Thursday, Bates implored officials for change due to recent crimes. And police are investigating after a male was found shot inside a vehicle Thursday night in downtown Baltimore. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Construction delays, and they work during the rush hour. Northbound 95, Route 24, Harford County, 76-mile marker. It's a rolling back up now, but it's still about a mile of slow traffic there on the northbound side. They like to work around 7 o'clock in the morning and then through the midday, so it creates a little havoc here on the northbound side. Beltway doing perfectly fine, all clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're good. Top to bottom, all the lanes open. Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we've got another hot and humid day ahead of us with another round of scattered showers and storms. Temperatures near 90 today, feel like temperatures in the upper 90s, and then we've got that potential for some downpours and some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The resurrection of Trevor Rogers continued yesterday.
Swing and a miss. Elevated changeup. And Ian Happ goes down on the fourth strikeout for Trevor Rogers.
And he was in control. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Rogers, six innings, one run, 89 pitches, 60 for strikes. Now, he didn't get the win, but the Birds did. 3-2 over the Cubs on a Jeremiah Jackson's two-run double in the eighth. After the game, Rogers was asked if he's happy where he is right now.
100%. You know, I think that month of May, you know, I think I got better from it. Just showed that I need to really command the ball around the plate and mix my location to have success, and I think I did that.
Well, it is quite a turnaround for Trevor Rogers. Those four starts in May he was referring to, he was 0-3 with a 10.31 earned run average. Since then, seven starts in June and July, he's 4-1, an ERA of just 1.73. Elsewhere in the division, all of a sudden the hottest team is Boston.
And this is the first game back after the break. Swing and a high drive, left field. Durbin lays into one, backing up and left, and that ball's gone. Caleb Durbin with number 9.
Dave O'Brien with the call on Nesson. Durbin's two-run shot was all it took as the Red Sox win their sixth straight, 2-1, the final on the south side of Chicago. NBA news, how do you land a fish like LeBron James in today's day and age? Well, apparently you leave him a voicemail. Sources telling ESPN that James' agent, Rich Paul, has encouraged team executives to sell their vision by sending LeBron a voice note. Sixers team president Bob Myers went one step further yesterday by appearing on the Game Over podcast with Paul and Max Kellerman.
What I would just say is, if it's about winning, and that, let's talk about this team, because you can win here. In Philadelphia.
Other interested teams, including the Heat, the Warriors, and the Cavaliers. French striker Kylian Mbappe waved away questions about his injured ankle yesterday after France defeated Morocco 2-0. Mbappe didn't look any worse for wear during the game.
Doué able to find Mbappe through traffic. Kylian Mbappe! 20 career World Cup goals!
Don Strawn with the call on Fox. Mbappe trails only Lionel Messi, who has 21. Spain and Belgium, by the way, in another quarterfinal this afternoon. Time now is 7:36 when we return the O's America 250 celebration.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
So, Sean, I'm sure, as you know, a couple of times this year, promotionally, the Orioles have kind of struck the wrong chord.
Yes.
There was the Tupac Shakur bobblehead. There was the Pride Night with the guest splasher, etc. I think they're going to strike the right chord this weekend. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, they're going to have, because they weren't home for the
250.
July 4th. They are going to have their 250 celebration. It's going to be decked out in, you know, all dedicated to the military and America, you know, red, white, and blue, etc. But the highlight of the show is going to be a drone show after the game, post-game show. I was talking to Mark Fine, their CMO, their marketing officer. 500 drones are going to line up in formation and do, you know, tricks around the stadium, etc., up in the air. I've never seen anything like that before, just 500 drones. And it should be very, very cool and very interesting. So, again, the O's celebrating 250 this weekend, and I think they're going to strike the right chord with that.
I understand you're going for one of the hot dog caps.
Well, is that tonight or tomorrow?
I can't. It's one of these days.
Yeah, you know? I think it's tomorrow night. It's funny you say that. Actually, Julie and I are going tonight to the game. We wanted to try to go tomorrow, but we just had other things going on.
Well, maybe it's tonight. Maybe it's the hot dog night. You get one of the racing hot dogs.
Tonight is reversible floppy cap night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
all right. So tomorrow might be the hot dog.
Yeah,
cap.
I think tomorrow night is. I could use a hot dog cap night.
You could use a hot dog cap.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
especially on sunny days.
Yeah.
I could use one as well.
To shield my pate.
Exactly. No, anyway. Look, I applaud that. That's a great thing because you're right. They've had some missteps with some of their promotions. This one's a good one.
Yeah.
So the whole weekend, and hopefully everybody will enjoy. And unfortunately, maybe we'll get to see some baseball one of these days.
Well, it'll be the last series before the All-Star.
All right. And trading deadline is when?
July 31st, 16 games away.
It's coming up.
You and I are off for the All-Star break, aren't we? We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off next week, don't we?
No.
Oh, we don't?
We don't.
We're not taking the All-Star break off?
No. Even though you're an All-Star, you don't get the All-Star break.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock on KC and Company. This is just an incredible story that I wanted to share with you. And this, again, it just goes to show that the radical left's war on Christianity and the First Amendment, it just has officially reached, I think, a terrifying new flashpoint. And this is in Texas, of all places, okay? Red state, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, it's a little mixed. And it's not like Austin, which is very left. You know, Dallas is a little bit center-left and Fort Worth center-right. But a Fort Worth police officer confronted two Christian preachers at the June 27th Trinity Pride Fest in downtown Fort Worth. One of the preachers, David Grisham, is a retired police officer himself, and the other, Richard Pinkowski, they were preaching on a public property when they were approached by officers who had set up barricades restricting access to public streets and sidewalks around the Trinity Pride Fest. And officers moved the preachers farther and farther away from the Pride Fest, kept issuing warnings about what they were preaching, what they were reading from the Bible. Here's how one of the exchanges went.
That ordinance means like music, not talking. If someone is offended by your talking, then we have a problem.
Wait, you're going to take us for offensive speech?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you serious?
Speech. You're going to cite us for offensive speech.
It's called disorderly conduct.
No.
Disorderly conduct has to be accompanied by conduct.
This is the conduct
that
you're doing.
I'm a retired police officer myself.
For who?
26 years, federal law enforcement.
So it's federal. So this has nothing to do with local.
Wow.
It has nothing to do with local.
Yeah. Well,
do whatever you think that you can do.
Whatever we think.
It says 80 decibels.
If y'all know the law so well, I'm not going to let y'all do
so,
whatever you
I just want to clarify. If anything is said that's offensive, you're going to write the ticket?
If someone complains that your language or what you're saying is offensive... Hey.
First off, this is, my first impression is this is a DEI cop. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just... most police officers know the Constitution, know the law. This one obviously didn't. Again, when you hear offensive speech, you know, when the Westboro Baptist freaks can go to the funerals of military people, and this Supreme Court ruled this was protected by freedom of speech, and shout all sorts of ungodly things, harass, intimidate, and otherwise harangue funeral goers, then certainly preachers can go to a pride event and read from the Bible and preach from the Bible and say whatever they want on a public street. With public access. And it doesn't matter whether it's federal or local. That's where this cop was 100% wrong. The First Amendment applies to every single American in every jurisdiction of the United States. It doesn't matter whether it's federal property, local property, or whatever the case may be. So just ignorant beyond ignorance. And again, this is what's out there. Again, I'm wondering if this was her own political bias that was, or just she's just uninformed and ignorant as to, so maybe now, of course, Fort Worth PD is later admitting that the officer's statements were not accurate, as rightfully they should, and ordered First Amendment refresher training for officers. So now this DEI cop, his female cop, now has forced their entire, the rest of officers now have to sit through refresher courses and training thanks to her ignorance. She's going to be a really popular police officer in the Fort Worth PD. Her statement was, Fort Worth Police Department is committed to protecting the constitutional rights of all individuals, including the right to free speech and peaceful assembly, while also ensuring public safety and enforcing applicable laws and ordinances. All right, well, they got it right at the end. But again, if people don't know their rights, like these preachers, a retired police officer, they probably would have been successful in silencing them. And again, it's not the speech we agree with that needs protection. It's the speech that we don't agree with that is protected under the First Amendment. 743, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot, and you get to match wits with the panel and hopefully win some WCBM merchandise. And right now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, looking live here, 895. Right at the south end of the old Harbor Tunnel between there and Child Street and down at the Toll Plaza. Everybody's in good shape this morning at both the tunnels. All the lanes are open. No delays at all. JFX is still clear. 695 has been running without any incidents. The weather, of course, perfect this morning. JFX also doing fine between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Just kind of looking around. The only sore spot is that construction area northbound on I-95 in Harford County. They work during the morning as you're moving up to the ramp at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker. Still clear. No issues right now heading to and from the Bay Bridge on Route 50 there at Sandy Point. Summer driving could be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. By the way, if you want to play, now be the time to give us a call. Got a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Right now, of course, our Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Again, hot, humid today. Highs near 90. It's going to feel like upper 90s with a heat index and humidity. Showers and storms are still possible this afternoon and evening. Tomorrow, showers and storms possible mid 80s for the high. Right now we're looking at 75 in Ellicott City and 76 in Ocean City. And it is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise. And we pull a lot of it out of Maggie's office. She's got all sorts of good stuff in there. Keychains.
Anything with batteries?
You know. She's got never-ending supply of batteries in her office.
Okay, cool.
You know, because
all shapes, sizes,
her,
and colors.
I think her
are
computer.
They die hard?
I think they're ever-readies.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Flag that.
Their computers are run by batteries, I think. So there you have it.
And small rodents.
Exactly. Now we got keychains and all sorts of goodies. And we're going to come up with some new merchandise here in the very near future. I think you're going to be excited by it.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Finally, the inflatable dolls.
That's right. Little ones.
Is that the Chinese container ship coming to port now to bring them in?
Or action figures of us.
Yeah. Or in Chuck's case, lack of action figures.
That's nice.
Not the last several years, anyway.
I'm only going what other people have told me. That's all.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Shut up. Get out of here. Go away.
Our contestant is Wally in Kent Island. Good morning, Wally.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Good luck, Wally. Here are your three stories. Story one. Two therapists have published an academic article claiming that woke ideology and psychology is damaging the field and the minds of leftists. The two actually acknowledge progressives have poorer mental health than people on the right, something conservatives have known for years. They suggest that the integration of wokeness in their field has worsened overall mental health. Story two, Baltimore pot smokers could soon visit their favorite cannabis lounge, order cannabis-laced food, and catch some weed-friendly entertainment after the city's moving one step closer to making cannabis cafes legal, much like they are in Amsterdam. Members of the board voted 7-4 this week on the first step to allow Amsterdam-style cannabis cafes in the city. Baltimore currently allows for pot smoking in certain dispensaries. If the measure passes, pot shops would also be able to sell food, non-alcoholic drinks, offer live entertainment. City Council President Zeke Cohen says it makes good business sense. He says Amsterdam does a lot of tourism business and has a lot of benefits from having cannabis cafes.
Talk about a crossfade.
Yeah. And story number three, again, what does it take to keep a county of fewer than 400,000 people safe? While one North Carolina district, the sheriffs there unveiled a new humanoid robot for hostage negotiation purposes. This way that no police officers will be, their lives will be in jeopardy, and just the humanoid robot. So story one, therapist published an article claiming woke ideology is making leftists even crazier. Story two, Baltimore votes for perhaps cannabis cafes in the near future. Or story three, humanoid robot hostage negotiator. All right, we'll start with Chuck this round.
All right, well, I don't think you need to have a building, and I don't think you need to have anything. Put some tables and chairs on every other corner in this city, and you'll have that same
and a deal. Bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, that's it. And maybe some crumpets or something after that. I'm going to go with that. That's the fake story.
Story two?
Yes.
All right, Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, this is a hard one. I think I believe the therapist story and the North Carolina story, that would be great, although some small jurisdictions don't have the money for robots like kind of like that, but maybe that's true. I'm going to go with number two as well. Although if it were true, isn't there like a Westmore Administration Pot Commission that probably would be pushing it? But I think we would have heard more about it if it were true. So
all right, two. Another vote for two, Maggie.
I got to go with two.
Maggie for two, and Wally?
I'll take two also.
All right, everybody votes story number two today. No, not Baltimore, but it's out in San Francisco. So Baltimore hasn't discovered that yet.
Make sure you wear some time. Flowers in your hair.
So, but Westmore has been visiting San Francisco recently, so
yes,
maybe
he
he'll come back with
it may be
ideas.
After the election, who knows? Wally, we'll put you in hold today to get your prize. Thanks so much for listening, playing the
you
game.
Any franchises for that? I'm just wondering. I'm just asking.
Yeah, Munchie Cheese.
Oh!
All right.
I don't know the help. That just sounds bad wording.
You don't like Chuck E. Cheese, Munchie Cheese?
Well, I'm
there is something called
Chuck
Munchie cheese, Sweet Munchie.
Really?
You might as well stop. You might as well stop. You're going to step in something here that you can't get off your shoes.
No thanks. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
All right.
Look, if you're thinking about updating your kitchen, before you overpay or get stuck waiting too long, I want you to talk to my good friend Mike at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Their showroom's at Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Mike and his team of designers, they're incredible craftsmen. I went out to visit the showroom just last month, and the cabinetry is just amazing. The countertops, whether it's granite or quartzite, whatever you're interested in, they've got it all. And they help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. You are going to spend a lot less than a lot of other places when you're going to remodel your kitchen. So when you're replacing old cabinets, upgrading countertops, or planning a whole full kitchen remodel, Mike and his team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can make the process so much easier and more affordable. Go to a showroom, Joppa Road, or ElegantKD.com is the website. ElegantKD.com. Make sure you tell them that I told you to stop into Elegant Kitchen and Design.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Top of the hour. We'll take a look at the latest as far as the mass transit. This is a great story about Spotlight on Maryland, how much money we spend on mass transit and how many people actually use it. It is a real eye-opener for the waste, fraud, and abuse of our taxpayer dollars. It just is more of the same here in the state of Maryland. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk about why Chris Van Hollen should be issuing an apology to Marylanders. Coming up just shortly. Councilman Nino Mangione joins us later on next hour as well. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Back at the Bay Bridge, beautiful there this morning. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Very nice, nice and calm on the bay. Beautiful crossing right now through there. And then we're clear over at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. Even the top of the hill, not bad this morning for the traffic. Southbound on I-97 at Route 32. Starting to see just a little bit more traffic eastbound towards Sandy Point through that area. So we might begin to see just a brief delay there. We'll go back and check on that in about 15 minutes. Everybody on the Beltway is doing just fine. JFX, you're clear. Good to go from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot and humid again today. 90 for the high. Got to feel like upper 90s with the heat index, etc. Showers and storms possible all the way through later on this evening. And pretty much the same forecast for tomorrow. Things start to settle down a little bit early next week. Right now, sunny. 76 in Annapolis, 75 in Pikesville. Let's go to the phones. Rose is in Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Okay. I just wanted to talk about this situation with the juveniles. They keep having meetings. What are we going to do about them? What are we going to do about them? I just feel like we need to get back to common sense. You know, can we have some consequences for their actions?
Well, yeah, that would be that is common sense. That's a common sense approach. In fact, Ivan Bates says now he believes that the Maryland juvenile system is broken. And so how do you fix it? I think you got to tear it down and start from scratch. But I don't think you're going to see Wes Moore embrace that, nor Brandon Scott, nor many of the Democrats who are passing the legislation. I think it starts in the home, Rose, don't you? Parents have to hold their children accountable. They have to know where they are. They are going to have to be the ones that make sure their children aren't roaming the streets at all hours of the night, that they're attending school, that they're trying to better themselves. But again, a lot of this, I think you can place on the parents. That's number one. Number two, our education system is failing the children.
Absolutely. And I see, I do live in the, I live in the northern side of the county, but like one simple thing is, you know, a kid as young as 10, 11, 12 can get on these dirt bikes and just take off, you know, and go all over the state. And we see them over and over again. You know, they drive between cars, they run red lights, they endanger everybody around them. And then they say, well, you know, the county police say, okay, well, if you can get a picture of them or whatever, you know, if you can describe them. But the thing is, you know, they're on the move. They can, excuse me, they can go through alleys, they can go anywhere. But why not just register any motorized vehicle?
Yeah, all that, exactly.
A small fee, yeah. And then the police can pull them over. Then you'd have to put your registration right. and impound in the bike.
Well, again, they're told, police are told not to pursue them because they don't want these high-speed pursuits and, you know, in neighborhoods and so on and so forth. People can be killed by these guys trying to get away. So, but you can get them with Foxtrot and you can get them with helicopters, can follow them to wherever they go.
Yeah, but register them and tell, you know, they have to stop at some point and just have the officer say, have a paddy wagon nearby ready to pick them up and, you know, where's your registration? It can be
Here's the point, and I think it's a great common sense solution. What happens once they catch them? The police catch them, and they'll write them, what, a citation?
Write a citation and impound the bike.
Right. Well, impound the bike, but then you're kind of punishing once again. It's going after the gun and not the trigger puller.
Yeah, but the word will get around, hey, we got to register it or they're going to take it away from us.
All right, we'll throw it out there and see what people think. Rose, thanks so much for the call, sharing your opinion.
Day.
Thanks so much. You too. Have a great weekend.
All righty, you too. Bye-bye.
Ivan Bates says, over the past 2 weeks, we've seen several juveniles charged with and or convicted of horrific violent crimes ranging from rape and homicide to carjacking, robbery, first-degree assault, illegal handgun possession, and more. Unsurprisingly to many of us, most of these offenders were released back into the community with little regard for impact their release may have on our neighborhoods and with no meaningful accountability for their actions. Unfortunately, these cases are becoming far too common. We can't continue sending children back into a broken system and expect them to be rehabilitated while also expecting our communities to remain safe. It's long past time to fix Maryland's juvenile justice system. All right, I agree with Ivan Bates. The question is, how do we do that? Okay? Do you have any ideas? How do we fix Maryland's broken, horrifically broken juvenile justice system? We know that slapping them on the wrist, giving them a citation doesn't work. We know that, again, putting an ankle monitor on them doesn't work because we've had Utes arrested committing crimes with ankle monitors. So we know that in most cases, the bureaucratic inefficiency and incompetency of some state agencies doesn't work either. And we know that the Democrats, with maybe the exception of Ivan Bates, have no interest in holding juveniles. I don't care what color they are, black, brown, white, whatever. They have no interest in holding them accountable. So the question is, how do you do this? How do you hold them? How do you fix a broken system that, number one, is going to provide supervision. Two, teach them a hard work ethic, which clearly they don't have. Three, discipline. And four, self-respect. Because you have no self-respect if you're out there running around, ripping people off, carjacking, etc. It's just, it was never instilled at birth all the way through their child-rearing years. And I know that's a parental issue. So you don't want the state to be the parent, right? So how do you fix this horrific system? And again, Bates, I wholeheartedly agree with him. And even Brandon Scott has hinted that needs to happen as well. I think it's starting to dawn on some of these Democrats that they do not have the answers. The question is, who does? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. A video played in a Utah court reveals that the defendant in Charlie Kirk's killing told his roommate he wishes he hadn't done it the day after Kirk was shot in the neck while speaking to a crowd at Utah Valley University. Tyler Robinson is charged with aggravated murder. He's not yet entered a plea in the case. He turned himself in a day after that September 10th shooting of Kirk. Ukrainian drones blasting Russia. Karen Chamas has details.
Ukraine has hit more Russian oil facilities as well as setting two oil tankers ablaze in the Sea of Azov. The drone strikes on oil infrastructure across Russia have triggered a fuel crisis with gasoline shortages and fuel rationing in multiple regions. The strikes come a day after President Donald Trump pledged to grant Ukraine a license to manufacture the Patriot air defense systems. A top Ukrainian official, meanwhile, cautioned that it could take a year or more for the country to produce Patriot interceptor missiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
news outlets asking a judge to sanction OpenAI in a copyright battle. Lisa Dwyer has the update in this report.
The New York Times, the Daily News, and other media outlets are asking a federal judge to impose sanctions on OpenAI, escalating a legal fight over copyright. The newspapers allege the ChatGPT maker is hiding evidence important to what could be a landmark copyright infringement trial over how OpenAI and its business partner Microsoft built their AI technologies using millions of news articles. At issue is whether AI chatbots are unfairly competing as an information source, siphoning off web traffic without doing the journalistic work it took to gather the news. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County Fire and Police say they have now closed that area of Kenwood Avenue. We had the wreck earlier this morning that had injuries. It's now closed east of Bel Air Road. That wreck took down a utility pole and some wires. So local traffic there. Detour will be underway probably for the next hour or so for the traffic on Kenwood east of Bel Air Road in the Fullerton area. Nothing on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are still running free and clear. 95 northbound slowing in the construction area in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot and humid day ahead of us with another round of scattered showers and storms. Temperatures near 90 today. Feel like temperatures in the upper 90s. And then we've got that potential for some downpours and some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Randallstown and 77 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Natural Resources Police conducted their Operation Dry Water initiative over the July 4th holiday weekend. Officers on the water investigated 11 boating accidents, conducted hundreds of vessel stops, and made five alcohol-related arrests from July 3rd through the 5th. In addition, severe storms on the evening of July 4th contributed to a need for multiple rescue operations on Maryland waterways. In total, officers issued 163 boating citations and 813 natural resources warnings. There were 173 recreational vessel inspections, 345 vessels stopped, and nearly 1,900 calls for service. There were no boating fatalities over the holiday weekend. And city police are investigating a Thursday morning shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 400 block of North Highland Avenue at around 10:30 a.m., where they found a 35-year-old man who had been shot. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 402. The pick 4, 9363. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, Jeremiah Jackson's clutch base hit and Pete Alonso's hustle help the Birds avoid a sweep.
And he lines the ball sharply to the gap in right center field. That is a hit to the wall. The tying run, Henderson's in. Alonso's being waved home. The throw is yes! What a side! Orioles lead it on a pinch hit two-run double, capped off by a plunging polar bear.
Kevin Brown finished it with a flourish on Masson as Alonso did at the plate, sliding across with a winning run as the Birds, with only three hits yesterday, beat the Cubs in the series finale 3-2, the final. Post-game reaction first from Jackson on his game-winning hit.
It's all about winning, and the hit helped us win, and as far as I'm concerned, I did my job.
And then on that slide, this is manager Al Bernez.
The thing about Pete, he's a gamer. He wants to win, loves to play. He plays the game hard, plays the game right, and you can tell right when the ball was hit and he got in the gap, like, there was no slowing down for him.
The win leaves Baltimore 43-51 on the year. They're last in the East, 12.5 back behind the Rays, with the Royals coming to town for three. PGA News, round two of the Scottish Open underway this morning. Jordan Smith's already in the clubhouse, your leader at 9-under. That's one stroke ahead of Michael Fitzpatrick, who's playing 16 as we speak. Rory McIlroy tees off at 8:43 at 5-under. Now here's something. Scottie Scheffler on 15 at 1-under, in danger of not making the cut. The last time the world's number one failed to make the cut was at the FedEx St. Jude Championship in August of 22. It's an active streak of 78, fifth longest in PGA history. Coming up in 30 minutes, he already looks good. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Hassan Piker may have he slandered Fox News and the Secretary of War. We'll tell you whether there's any litigation coming as a result of it. Councilman Mangione will join us in about less than 30 minutes. Discuss the latest at the Baltimore County Council. Top story here today is mass transit in the state of Maryland. I want to preface my remarks by saying I've lived in Maryland for most of my entire life. Brief stints in where I was born in Denver, Colorado, when I was in college in Arizona and California for part of my life. But most of my formative years and most of my life I've spent in Maryland. And my adult years, I have... as far as mass transit goes, I've been on the Owings Mills Metro and the Metro Subway system one time. I've used the light rail one time. I have never used or been on an MTA bus. I can tell you that my experiences on the Metro and the light rail were not pleasant ones. And I've been on the Washington Metro at least a dozen times, if not more. So it is a much nicer metro system than Baltimore's. So Marylanders overwhelmingly, like yours truly, travel by car. Drivers like us pay the gas taxes, registration fees, much higher now, title fees, and other charges that generate much of the state's transportation revenue, about $5 billion a year. 53% of Maryland state transportation spending goes to public transit. 22% of it is directed to our roads. And you know how many people actually use transit? Maryland commuters? 5%. 5% use public transit, according to the Maryland Transportation Authority. So, spotlight on Maryland at Fox 45 went and they talked to the CEO of Maryland Transportation Builders and Materials Association. His name is Michael Sakata. He's saying this is a structural issue.
Why are we only getting out about a quarter?
It goes, you know, it's a structural issue.
All right, what does that mean? It's a structural issue. Well, they're investing on structure for the infrastructure for the future and not so much upkeeping the infrastructure of the current. And Tessa Bentulin for Spotlight on Maryland, I asked him, do we need more money for roads?
Why are we only getting out about a quarter?
It goes, you know, it's a structural issue.
Yeah, apparently I've loaded the same cut twice. All right, in any event, the question is now, drivers are paying, we're going on to the drivers, yeah, drivers are paying for most of the public transit, but very few people are using it.
Structurally, it's not just a one-year thing. This is how it has been over the years. The funds coming from drivers paying for not just for ports, for every other things, and transit as well.
Yeah, so we're footing the bill for public transit, and very few of us are actually using it. And I'm just curious how many, if you in our listening audience, are you using public transit? Do you find it convenient? Are you using it as an alternative? Or are you, like me, using your car for just about everywhere you go? Now, I know that a lot of people use rideshare, Uber and Lyft and maybe taxis and so on. But public transit, I got to tell you, I understand for people that don't have cars, it's a wonderful thing. But right now we've got a red line to the tune of $3 billion that Westmore and the Democrats want to complete. And these numbers would indicate we better not build that thing because nobody is going to use it. Nobody. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
They've been talking about this stuff for years.
Yep.
And it never did work. Even carpooling faded out very quickly.
Well, they say 66% drive alone, 8% carpool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
5% use public transit, 8% use carpool.
Right. Yeah. Most carpooling, when they tried that initially, they said, oh, yeah, but then you had to wait because one guy was late or somebody didn't come out on time. You know, and everybody said, the hell with that. I'll drive myself. And you could have a driverless car, which is always fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
No thanks.
No thanks. 895, looking at you live here, very good shape. Both the tunnels been clear all morning long. We'll take that. There's a report of a broken down vehicle on the ramp from the inner loop to Frederick Road. The camera's not showing it, but apparently it was on the exit ramp to Frederick Road. So if you're coming up the hill from Wilkins Avenue, keep an eye out for that. Kenwood Avenue is closed. The wreck earlier this morning, two vehicles were involved. They had injuries. It took down a pole and some wires. So Kenwood Avenue is shut down to the east of Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot and humid again today, tonight, tomorrow. Highs near 90, upper 90s with a heat index. Showers, storms possible this afternoon, evening, and tomorrow as well. Right now, it is, again, a little bit sticky. You can feel the humidity already. 76 in Severn, 77. Sunny skies in downtown Baltimore. The birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the National Anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. Again, if you ever dreamed of that perfect smile, call them at 410-321-1100. It was on this day, July 10th, 1943. The Allies began their invasion of Axis-controlled Europe at landings on the island of Sicily off mainland Italy, encountering little resistance from demoralized Sicilian troops. The British Army under Field Marshal Montgomery, along with U.S. 7th Army under General George Patton, landed on Sicily's south coast. 150,000 Allied troops were the first to land in Europe in Sicily, in Italy, of course. The Normandy invasion would happen about 11 months later after that. We're also meeting our 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. None of them died as a result of their signature, but before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes completely destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None of them ever renounced the cause of independence of their own free will. And we're talking about our latest one that we meet is Joseph Hughes of North Carolina, who was born in New Jersey, the son of Quaker parents, successful farmer, but then he moved to Philadelphia and apprenticed himself to start a import business where he began his own mercantile company and then became a shipbuilder later on when he moved to North Carolina. When colonial leaders created a Continental Congress in 1774 to discuss the deteriorating relationship between Britain and America, Hughes was chosen to represent North Carolina in its deliberations. He also was elected to the Second Continental Congress in August of 75. Hughes worked on preparing a reconciliation proposal addressed to King George. It came to be called the Olive Branch Petition. George III not only rejected that, he officially declared the colonies in rebellion as a result of it. Aware that war might come, Hughes accepted the chairmanship of the committee responsible for fitting out the first American warships. In a letter to Samuel Johnson, he wrote, "I see no prospect of a reconciliation. Nothing is left but to fight it out." Yet he did hesitate when Richard Henry Lee's resolution were introduced in 1776 that the colonies were and ought to be independent, eventually would come to a vote. John Adams claimed to have seen the moment when Hughes finally threw off his doubts and voted for independence. Adams wrote, "He started upright, lifting both hands to the heavens as if he had been in a trance, cried out, 'It is done, and I will abide by it,' and that he did. Joseph Hughes signed the Declaration of Independence." One other note of on Joseph Hughes, he and Adams disagreed on who should be the admiral of the U.S. Navy. It was Joseph Hughes that recommended his friend John Paul Jones, who had risen from a shipboy to a master of a brigantine. Hughes had confidence that John Paul deserved a commission, and he proved to be right. John Paul Jones became the most honored naval hero of the Revolution. In 1777, Hughes took a seat in North Carolina's General Assembly. He would later tender his resignation from Congress after he became ill. Hughes was bedridden from October of that year until his death on November 10th of 1777. He had no immediate family to mourn him. Ordinary citizens also came to pay their respects in his honor. Members of Congress wore black crepe around their left arms for a month. And in his obituary in the Pennsylvania Packet, they attributed his death to the devotion to his country. They wrote, "His mind was constantly employed in the business of his exalted station until his health, much impaired by intense application, sunk beneath it." And that is, again, one of our 56 signers of the Declaration, Joseph Hughes, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
You know, we take our hearing for granted, I think, so many times. You know, we get annual physicals. We get annual vision tests in some cases. cases, but most of us don't bother with the hearing tests for some strange reason. I don't know why, unless there's a problem. So, again, as we age, there can be some hearing loss due to age, but first off, if you're having any symptoms of hearing loss, it could be your ears are clogged with earwax, or it could be another anatomical issue, whatever the case may be. We do know that a hearing loss as we get older can lead to feelings of social isolation, in some cases early onset of dementia. So why don't we make sure we take care of our hearing? And there's no better place to do that than Audiology Associates, with 10 locations throughout the Baltimore Metro to serve you. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team at Audiology Associates take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues. So I would recommend, especially as you start reaching 50 and up, get that hearing tested at least once, to get a benchmark hearing test so you know if there are any issues down the road, you have something to compare it to. Call for your appointment today at 410-944-3100, or you can make that appointment online at AAIAudiology.com and tell them that I referred you.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
8:23, we're talking about mass transit and how little people use it. Only 5%. 53% of, you know, when you look at these statistics, money goes to the public transit. Only 5% use it. 22% directed to the roads. And we're looking at, again, the vast majority of Marylanders that are out there driving their cars. 75% either drive alone or carpool. So it's a little out of whack, out of balance. And again, they keep forcing these mass transit projects down our throat, telling us, well, in the future, it's going to be too congested. You're not going to be able to drive anywhere. And yet, that doesn't seem to be happening, does it? 8:23, traffic, weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, Interloop at Frederick Road, you might still see a broken down vehicle there. It was apparently on the ramp, the exit ramp from the Interloop. So if you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue, want to keep an eye out for that. In the meantime, have not seen anything major at the Harbor Tunnels at all this morning. And looking at the traffic on 895 and 95 right next door, looking at it live, very good shape there. Always like that. That's good to start the weekend that way. No problems on the JFX. I did make a quick check back towards the Bay Bridge. No issues, no problems right now. Sandy Point traffic still clear. 2 eastbound, 3 westbound right now. Kenwood Avenue is closed in Baltimore County. Accident earlier took down some wires and a utility pole. Shut down for several hours, Kenwood Avenue east of Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid again today, and highs near 90. Heat index going to feel like the upper 90s with a chance of afternoon showers or thunderstorms once again. And it's going to be very hot and humid. Right now, 77 and sunny in Glen Burnie. It's 77 also in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here from Ellen in Dundalk. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
I wanted to talk about the MTA. In 1999, I had a man with a, I didn't know it was a blank gun, but he had a gun and was pointing it over us in the car on the light rail. And then the police got on after I called them. They were on a platform, and they came on, and he had the gun opened and uncocked after he told us that some people don't deserve to live, and pulled the trigger, and as he put it, flinched. And then the police came back, came on, and they saw the video. They took the young man off the train, and then they gave him a citation the next day because it wasn't a real gun. I've had incident after incident on the light rail and the buses. One man was screaming at me on about the it was Juneteenth and how your men's had raped our women's, and that's why we have Juneteenth and this and that. This was during COVID when I, thank God, I had a mask on. The man couldn't read my face because he was so mentally ill.
Oh, yeah.
And I just keep two cars. I live in Baltimore City. to make sure I'm safe. I cannot get on a bus, you know. It's just time right. and time again. It's just
I hear that repeatedly. So the reason why you don't want to use it is because it's a safety reason, and I get that, especially for women that are traveling by themselves on light rail or the MTA or any kind of mass transit. Again, I understand they do have security in some areas, but not on every car, not on every aspect, and certainly not on every MTA bus. That's for sure.
There's hardly any security.
Yeah, you're right.
You're on your own and on the buses and the light rail, and I've only taken the subway a few times, but, you know, I just can't do it. I'm too terrified.
Yeah, I hear you. A lot of people agree. Alan, thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate that your story here this morning. I hear that all the time from people. It's one of the reasons that, again, it's just not. It's the reason why people avoid Towson Town Center and parking in the garage. It's no longer safe. I know a lot of people use light rail. I see them all the time picking up in Hunt Valley, going downtown, going to the Orioles games and down to the Ravens games and so on. I did it one time, and the behavior on the light rail was disgusting. I had my children with me. My two sons, we went to a Orioles game. And it was, I just never want to expose them to that again. And so it was sad, but that's the way it is. But there is an incredible imbalance here. And University of Texas Austin transportation professor Karen Kolkelman talks about the imbalance of funding public transit versus roads.
One has to wonder whether that public transit use is really benefiting drivers by keeping vehicles off of those roadways and you know, freeing up some road space to make the congestion less onerous during peak times of day when most people are traveling. And I don't think that case can be made. It's a big, big contribution and, you know, big redistribution. I don't think we see that in most other states. So Maryland's a little bit unusual with that kind of imbalance.
Now, well, MDOT is acknowledging that transportation dollars are limited and the spending decisions are based on state lawmakers' policy choices, and that is, in this state, Democrats. Democrats are the ones that are choosing to give all kinds of money to public transit, which nobody is using, or barely anybody is using. And the rest of us are sitting in traffic because the roads are either too congested or need of massive repair. And Mr. Cicada says that we have to restore that balance.
It's exactly why this conversation matters. It's absolutely not about transit versus roads, but it's about, you know, restoring balance to how we fund both.
Yeah, so again, shouldn't we have that conversation that maybe more of the funding should go to the roads, less to public transit, since less people are using it? I just think, you know how much money is spent on maintenance on these light rail cars and on MTA buses? And, you know, how many times have you seen an MTA? I see this all the time. Last time I was in the city, I took folks down to the Hippo to see the Neil Diamond musical, Beautiful Noise, and I was right next to an MTA bus. There were two people. This was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There were two people on the MTA bus downtown Baltimore in rush hour. Two. Okay? So, I mean, is that not a waste of fuel and resources when people are not riding these buses? And then, as you heard, Ellen says she didn't feel safe riding the light rail or the subways. And then we had this horrific MTA bus crash in Pikesville in the county just the other day. Still no cause determined yet, even though there's video showing the bus crossing the median. So something, either he got cut off or something mechanically failed with the bus, or there's something physically wrong with the driver. We still don't have a cause as of yet. So stay tuned. All right, Councilman Nino Mangione is coming up next right after the news headlines with Maggie Hunter. It's 8:30.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police say a shooting victim was found inside of a car in the 200 block of North Utah Street on Thursday night. Officers were called to the scene at around 8 p.m. and found the victim with an apparent gunshot wound to the body. The victim is being treated at an area hospital and is listed in stable condition. Investigators are trying to determine what led to the shooting, and anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Baltimore County Police are continuing to search for the suspect who shot and killed two children in Gwin Oak Tuesday night. The 9-year-old boy and his 15-year-old sister were found dead in their Talus Road home by their parents. Roberts, who called 911. Police say they've not named the victims out of respect for the family. Detectives are reviewing evidence but have not released any additional information on their investigation. Police are asking anyone with information to contact Homicide. Baltimore County's Summer Restaurant Week begins today with nearly 50 area restaurants offering special menus and deals. Organizers say the event aims to increase business for the restaurants and promote Baltimore County's local flavor. The full list of participating eateries can be found at BaltimoreCountyRestaurantWeek.com. Summer Restaurant Week runs until July 19th. And the U.S. Department of Justice is suing Anthony Brown over what it calls sanctuary policies that interfere with federal immigration enforcement laws. The DOJ claims the state's policies are illegal, and Maryland is obstructing federal law enforcement by refusing to help transfer people suspected of entering the country illegally into federal custody. And Baltimore has launched a second community action lab to empower residents and strengthen neighborhood safety in the city's southeastern district. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new minor wreck in the city, Howard Street at 25th, so keep an eye out for that. We had a report there might be a vehicle fire at Eastern Avenue at Kane Street. I'm looking at the camera, which is at 95 and Eastern Avenue. I don't see any big impact there on the bridge. Doesn't mean it's not there, but just a heads up, if you're crossing on the north or southbound side of 95, not affected, but Eastern Avenue could have a delay with the fire department in that area. Lanes continue clear on the Beltway. Nothing major right now on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot and humid day ahead of us with another round of scattered showers and storms. Temperatures near 90 today. Feel like temperatures in the upper 90s. And then we've got that potential for some downpours and some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, some guys can do it and some guys can't. We're talking about Jeremiah Jackson's ability to hit with runners in scoring position, something he did again yesterday under rain, darkened skies at Camden Yards.
And he lines the ball sharply to the gap in right center field. That is a hit to the wall. The tying run, Henderson's in. Alonso's being waved home. The throw is yes! What a slide!
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jackson, a career 292 hitter with runners in scoring position, delivered again yesterday. The two-run double in the eighth was the game winner, 3-2 over the Cubs. Manager Albernez was asked about it after the game.
He's extremely self-confident, and he knows his ability. He knows he puts the work in prep. He's always prepared. And
Royals in town tonight. The final series before the All-Star break. KC, as we speak, like Baltimore, mired in the cellar of their division at 38-56. Only the Angels have a worse record in the American League. Meanwhile, a former Oriole with a big blast last night.
Swing and a drive, deep right field, and Yastrzemski with a grand slam.
Insurance and then some in the ninth inning for Atlanta.
Well, they never made it to the majors with Baltimore, but you know what I'm saying. Brandon Gaudin had the call on Braves Vision. Mike Yastrzemski's grand slam sealed it in the ninth. 10-5 Braves over Pittsburgh. You may recall Yaz, drafted by the Birds in 2013, the 429th selection overall. Sports real estate news. Charlie Morton, who briefly pitched for the Orioles and not well back in 2025, sold his $3.38 million waterfront estate in Edgewater, Maryland, to retired WNBA legend Elena Deladon. This from the BBJ. Morton now retired. Deladon inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in June of last month, actually. Yeah, he already looks good. Talking about Wiz number one overall pick, A.J. DeBanta, the top two picks in a possibly generational NBA draft class, faced off against each other last night, DeBanta and Brandon Peterson. DeBanta, 27 points and 7 rebounds. The Wizards win at 92-88. NASCAR Cup Series moves to the Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. It'll be Sunday night at 7 p.m. Chase Elliott won it last year. The Hendrick Motorsports driver in the number 9 car, currently 5th in the Cup standings, led by Denny Hamlin at number one. And finally, local lacrosse. Incoming Maryland 5-star freshman Caden Reese was named the USA Lacrosse Girls High School Player of the Year last week. The 5-star standout from Maryvale Prep, coached throughout her high school career by her father, Brian Reese, a former Maryland All-American, will be in good hands in College Park. She'll be playing for her mother, Kathy Reese, who's won a total of 12 national championships across her playing and coaching career at Maryland. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week of Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
I know. Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey, 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to head over the Newsmaker hotline and, dare I say, council person, Mangione.
Sorry, I was going to say happy Friday, but when you listen and hear things like that, it's just, you shake your head, you can't help it.
So this week, the county council voted on gender-specific language to describe certain, I guess, positions, government titles, etc. I know you were a no vote on that one.
Yeah, Sean, well, yeah, of course, good morning and happy Friday. But this bill that you're talking about, that was introduced this week, and believe it or not, it was at the request of the county executive, the administration. It passed, which, I mean, I'm not sure why that would be the priority of one of the most powerful positions in the state of Maryland, the Baltimore County Executive. It rewrites the Baltimore County Code to replace words like you just said, it, councilman and fireman and policeman. I guess it was a government-approved, gender-neutral language, so to speak, Sean. I voted no. It's the exact kind of nonsense that makes people lose faith in government, really, because we in Baltimore County, as you're well aware, you're a Baltimore County resident, and of course you've been doing radio for many years, we are dealing probably more so now than any time I can remember in Baltimore County with serious issues, violent crime, I mean just violent crime across the entire county, across the state really, rising taxes that have trickled down from the state level, crushing Baltimore County citizens. The schools are struggling, and by the way, I mean, I wish the best of luck to the new superintendent. Look forward to meeting him. But anyway, broken roads, families who can barely afford to stay here. I see them all the time because my district borders Pennsylvania, people that have already left Maryland. And the administration and the council majority had to voted to change the county code, thought that was worthy of the time and attention. I mean, firemen, Sean, think about this. A burning building. People are, they're trying to escape a burning building. What, are we going to worry and argue about whether they should be called fireman or firefighter or firewoman? It's just ridiculous. I'm a councilman. I'm going to continue to call myself councilman. If there's a woman on the in the council, I'm going to call her councilwoman, policeman, policewoman, fireman, firefighter. I mean, it's just Government should not be policing normal.
But how is this in real world application? How is this going to work, Councilman? In that you mentioned some of the thing, Councilman, Councilwoman. That's obvious. Fireman, fire. But what about the word human, which has man as a part of, or woman? Are we allowed to say, in using the code of the Baltimore County, are you allowed to refer to a woman? Because man is inside woman and human, man is inside human and manpower, things. I mean, are we taking it from the ridiculous to the sublime? How is that going to work?
Well, that's the whole point with me, Sean, here. This was not serious governing. It's just political correctness run amok, virtue signaling, whatever you want to call it. But I ultimately look at it as a complete waste of taxpayer-funded time, really, and money. I don't know how much it costs to redo the entire code. And again, I emphasize, Baltimore County has real problems. This bill did absolutely nothing to solve any of them. And I just try to be common sense, try to be basic and simple here. I voted no. I thought it was ridiculous.
So is this retroactive? They're going to go now and the entire code for Baltimore County has to be rewritten and revised?
Yeah, yes, that's my understanding. Exactly right.
So don't you think we have a right to know how much it's going to cost Baltimore County taxpayers?
That was another concern of mine. I don't have that answer in front of me, but I just thought it was a waste all around.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. All right, another issue is that the Baltimore County Council has repeatedly voted before you were on it, again, against ICE, against federal immigration, et cetera. Now we have the state of Maryland is being sued by the Justice Department for the Community Trust Act. What are your thoughts on that?
What a story yesterday, Sean. And this, if you think about it, I mean, you had the DOJ suing Maryland. And obviously, many of the audience is aware, but some for they don't know. I was a delegate for 8 years, so I took part in the legislature in Annapolis. And here we have the governor, Wes Moore, and Attorney General Anthony Brown, who's just done a horrible job. He's made everything about the president, Donald Trump, instead of what's real issues in the state of Maryland. But most importantly, perhaps, is what happens when you have a radical Democrat supermajority like we have in Annapolis, and they are standing in the way of federal immigration enforcement. And this really isn't a complicated issue. That's why the DOJ is suing. But the federal immigration officers, ICE, are simply trying to enforce federal law, voted on by Republicans and Democrats in the United States Congress. And here comes Maryland Democrats, supermajority, radical leftists, who have passed these sanctuary policies, making it harder for these ICE agencies, federal immigration officers, really law enforcement officers, to do their job. And in some cases, it's so bad that these Maryland facilities that actually refused to turn over these illegal aliens to the federal authorities even after receiving the detainer request. It is absolutely reckless. We talked about this during the session as it happened in live time. And we were warning about this. Maryland, and I said it time after time again, that these Maryland Democrats are choosing illegal aliens over law enforcement. They're choosing political ideology over public safety. And the Democrats in Annapolis do not have the right to ignore federal law because they don't like the president or they don't like the fact that that is the law. And they know they were creating a safety risk. It's just common sense to allow just scores of people in, no idea where they're from, no citizenship, no status. And their job, the first job of a politician or elected official, is to protect the citizens, protect Maryland citizens. They're quite literally doing the opposite, Sean, obstructing federal officers. That is the policy of the Maryland Democrats, shielding people who were here illegally. Yeah. It is dangerous. These sanctuary policies have gone on long enough, Sean.
You're absolutely right about that.
The DOJ is finally stepping in.
Democrats are more concerned about finding future voters than they are protecting the public. More with Councilman Mangione in a moment, 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with King, Chuck Whitaker.
Back towards the Bay Bridge. Just checking, make sure everything's okay. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. There are no delays right now at Sandy Point. So if you're leaving early, you may try to get over to the Eastern Shore. No problems right now. And even coming down the hill from I-97 at Route 32, the pace is good there. That construction delay is still there. They work during the day. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. That's a 76-mile marker. You have a rolling backup through there on the north. westbound side. Baltimore County still has Kenwood Avenue closed east of Bel Air Road. They had a wreck about an hour and a half ago or so that took down some wires and a pole. And that detour is still underway for the traffic in Fullerton on Kenwood Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot, humid again. 90 today. Going to feel like the upper 90s. Showers and storms possible this afternoon, this evening, and again tomorrow. Things settle down by early next week. And right now we're looking at partly cloudy skies. It is 78 in Ocean City, 77 in Parkville. On our newsmaker hotline is Councilman Nino Mangione. And let's talk about redistricting. August 3rd will be the session.
If I can, Sean, I want to make one last point about that immigration issue, because I think it has to be. This is the problem. The Maryland electorate, this is an election year. As they have to understand that we as Republicans, the House Republicans especially, constantly warned that these Maryland Democrat sanctuary policies would have serious consequences. Now, here we are. Those reckless policies have triggered a federal lawsuit. They put public safety at risk. And I just think that needs to be noted. There is a clear difference between policy that's being offered between Republicans and Democrats, whether it's in Annapolis or Baltimore County. And we warned them, and we said this would happen. House leaderships and Republicans said this would happen, and it did. And here we are. So Godspeed to the Justice Department. Finish the job.
Yeah, and it's tough to see whether the sheriff's going to drop their lawsuit or in deference to the feds or what. But back to the redistricting thing here, and one of the, again, clear, blatant, pure political power grabs of all time. The supermajority in Annapolis now holding a special session. They want to change our Constitution, and they have the votes to do it. It has to go to the voters, obviously, but most of these ballot referendums pass anyway. So I know you escaped the general insane asylum, but, you know, what hope do Marylanders have here of stopping this madness?
Well, another ridiculous waste of time, Sean. Ridiculous waste of taxpayer money, all because of what? Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, you know, you name the National Democrat Party leaders. And I emphasize again, Marylanders struggling here. Skyrocketing energy bills, whether it's, and created, by the way, by the Democrat policies in Annapolis, higher taxes voted in by the Democrats in Annapolis, higher fees. I mean, it is an affordability crisis right now, and these are all the failed policies of Governor Moore, the Democrat supermajority. But instead of calling this a special session to address any of those problems, they are dragging the delegates and the senators back to Annapolis for this partisan political power grab, a Washington power grab. And, I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, somebody shot on the streets of Towson. We just had, I talked to a police officer yesterday, more of these youth mobs terrorizing the mall in White Marsh. We've seen story after story, failing schools, crime, electrical bills, all of these things. And here's Governor Moore, Annapolis supermajority of Democrats, a special session. They already have 7 out of 8 seats. They have the supermajority in the House and Senate, the governor's house. And that should tell every Marylander everything they need to know about the priorities of the Democrats. It's not about helping working families. It's not about public safety or affordability. I would say it's a cynical, partisan power play. Taxpayers being forced to foot the bill. It costs money to have a special session. And it is, what, for one more congressional seat, they have 7 out of 8 seats. They're telling every Republican in the state of Maryland that your voice means nothing. We're going to draw these maps in a way where we silence every one of you. Absolutely no representation. And to change the state constitution to do so.
Yeah, just amazing. We have about a minute left. Jet wants to know, what was the vote on the renaming the gender-specific language amendment? It was 5-2, wasn't it?
5-2, yes.
Yeah, 5-2. And you were a no vote. And there was another Republican that was a no vote. And I think David Marks was a yes vote, correct?
I believe that was correct, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, we're out of time. Nino, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us again. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Sean.
Have a great weekend. That's Councilman Nino Mangione, Baltimore County. Right now, District 3, soon to be District 5. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, a Connecticut family's Husky is a hero. after stepping between a young child and a charging black bear. Home security footage captured the bear running towards the child, but then the dog sprinted across the yard to confront the bear and chased it away. Here is the dad, Jeff Tazara, on the life-saving action of their family dog.
She always puts herself like in between strangers and the kids, but you know, you always wonder in the back of your head, like, what's going to happen if she needs to protect us? And now we know, probably a T-bone or something like that she'll get to enjoy.
Just amazing. The child and dog were unharmed. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
You know, at the law office of Michael E. Friedman, they have been voted one of the top 10 personal injury law firms over the last decade or so here in the Baltimore area. They do serve clients in the Mid-Atlantic region, of course, Southern Pennsylvania as well. And one of the reasons, I think, number one, is they put your recovery as the first and foremost priority in any serious accident resulting in serious injury. But I think the other is the level of service that you get. You know, this is a boutique, a family law firm. It is not this large conglomerate or massive law firm where, you know, you get the, you don't know who your lawyer is when you go into some of these bigger law firms, and not to disparage anyone, but you just don't know until you get there. Here, when you call and engage the services, you know you're either going to get Michael, Stephen, or Rachel. Those are the three big attorneys. Of course, they have other associate attorneys and paralegals, legal secretaries, all working in the firm to make sure that your case is, again, either settled or adjudicated, if need be, litigated in a court of law. So, and again, they're just wonderful people to work with. They're just great people, Michael and Stephen and Rachel. Of course, Marcia, Michael's wife, also helps with the firm. She's just a real joy to work with. And I got to tell you, I've known the Friedmans and this law firm for, well, over 40 years now. And it's been crazy. They've helped my members of family, immediate family, CBM family. So many Marylanders and Pennsylvanians have been helped by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. They will help you too in your time of need. So keep them in mind. Their website is maflaw.com. You can download the personal injury assistant app there if you need it. You'll have it, and hopefully you never will, but they are there. Or call toll free 1-800-782-7203 for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
853, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, we just got word in the last couple of minutes there's a bad wreck up on Jarrettsville Pike. It's north of one or south of 152 and before you get up to around Norrisville Road. So that's a bad area right there. It's only a single lane on Jarrettsville Pike, and this wreck bad enough that it shut down on both sides of the road. So that just came in within the last 10 minutes or so. So definitely a heads up for that. Construction delays through the midday. They work during the day. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. They're going to be working with some wires down and a utility pole down. Kenwood Avenue still shut down east of Bel Air Road. Just in the last couple of minutes, saw a little more traffic. There are no issues right now, but a little more traffic building now on 50 eastbound from the Severn River Bridge and over into Sandy Point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. You're in for some hot and humid weather today, tonight, tomorrow. Highs today 90, going to feel like the upper 90s. Showers and storms still possible this afternoon, evening, tomorrow as well. Highs will be in the mid-80s on Saturday. We'll start to settle things down a little bit starting next week. Some point it'll be drier, and at least we'll have some temperatures in the 80s, not as humid. And, of course, we won't have that shower activity. Mostly cloudy, 78 right now in Annapolis, and it is 78 in the Severn. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine.
I have a lot to talk about today. Obviously, the first story would be the lawsuit that Maryland has put itself in with the DOJ. This is amazing news in my mind. I am going to ask people today, though, how they feel about this and whether they believe that maybe the Trump administration should pull some federal funding because of it, you know, as soon as possible. I would think so. I mean, this was always on the table. Community Trust Act was above and beyond. The 287G ban was bad enough, but now they've taken it to another level. So we'll talk about that. Of course, AG Anthony Brown, I don't know if you've seen it, but I haven't seen a response yet.
No, I have not seen a response, but that was as of, you know, I signed on at 6 o'clock this morning. I haven't seen anything on. I haven't been tracking him on social media either. So
Okay. I haven't seen one yet. Also, we'll talk about the day four of the preliminary trial hearing there in Utah with Lance Twiggs.
Yeah.
Finally, his video.
Well, you got the written confession, which was accidentally shown yesterday. Now you have his, as far as that goes. And it's just, it's to me, I mean, this is, I think they're jeopardizing tainting the jury pool with allowing this thing to be protracted for this long.
Do you think he'll try to take a deal, a plea deal, and they maybe it possibly won't go to trial?
Possibly, but I don't know if the prosecutors are offering that. I think you have to factor in Erica Kirk, and I think a plea deal would be not something she would want at this point.
Yeah. I was wondering if that could be, because obviously she's very religious, and I was wondering, I don't know her thoughts on the death penalty. So I don't know what she would think in this moment, but you know what? We're going to talk about the latest, of course. And then a warning to President Trump from the Prime Minister of Israel. Another possible attack on his life by Iran. Do you believe that, Sean?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I do. I think Trump said it the other day from NATO. He said, I'm number one on the kill list.
Do you think that's why they took another plane?
Yes. Secret Services confirmed that.
They did confirm it.
They confirmed that they, out of abundance of caution, they didn't say why, but out of abundance of caution, they used the backup Air Force One versus the...
Why did they tell us that in the very beginning? No. They were just, I guess they, you know, crossing their T's, dotting their I's.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. Well, I don't think they, at the time, because he was still on the ground.
Right.
He hadn't left yet. And that
so
was,
the story
it hadn't
out.
Happened yet, and the story got out, and then
but
they wait till
they
after he
reveal.
Left.
Yeah,
because, you know, when they leave lights out. They do not file a transponder flight thing when they leave. That's usual for Air Force One, so nobody can track the plane as it takes off until they are over international waterways. So.
All right, well, I hope we have some good security around him. So that and more coming up next.
Very good. Thanks, Kim. We'll be tuned in for Kim Klasick Live. By the way, this is just an incredible story. I don't have really time for the whole story, but ShotSpotter, are you familiar with ShotSpotter? That is the hardware and software that detects gunshots in neighborhoods. And then, of course, it alerts 911, alerts police to respond to the area. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, the Cambridge City Council voted to end the controversial ShotSpotter program out of concerns about privacy implications and the role that policing in communities of color. Folks in black and brown neighborhoods felt they were being singled out for having ShotSpotter put in their neighborhoods. So in Cambridge, Mass., they voted 2 months ago to stop it. Completely. No more ShotSpotter. Well, it was just a matter of time, cause and effect. This is typical for liberal city councils. They didn't factor in what could happen, and the worst did happen. Xavier Bautista, a public works employee for Cambridge, Massachusetts, was shot 4:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, and about an hour passed before a pedestrian noticed his body on the ground and then called 911. Bautista, a young father who worked for the city's public works department, was pronounced dead at the scene. Had they had ShotSpotter hooked up and ready to roll, it's possible, not definite, but most likely, that police would have heard the shots fired, would have responded to the scene, perhaps may have been able to render assistance and save his life. But now a man is dead because of liberal policies in Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you're a grill master, if your backyard is set up looking a little tired, head right now to Town Appliance. Owings Mills, right now, they've extended their biggest event of the year. All through July, up your game with the absolute best outdoor brands in the business. Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance is over 70 top brands. Both mayors will help you find the perfect fit. Plus, you can ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. TownAppliance.com or right off Rice Newstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Have a great weekend. See you back here Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.